Radio.com. This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Erica Kane. As this evening's U.S.-imposed deadline for Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein to leave Iraq draws closer, American and British forces are said to be positioning for an attack. Security officials in Kuwait say troops have entered the demilitarized zone along the Iraq-Kuwait border. President Bush formally notified Congress today that diplomatic efforts to resolve the Iraq crisis have been exhausted. Turkey may be a player in some capacity in a U.S.-led invasion of Iraq, despite the country's earlier objections to U.S. troop deployments there. The Turkish prime minister says his nation is readying airspace for American fighter jets if a war in neighboring Iraq gets underway. The third-ranking House Democrat says the Bush administration's push for war in Iraq is misguided.
Since Saddam Hussein has never attacked the U.S., New Jersey Congressman Robert Menendez says there doesn't appear to be any clear and present danger. Further, he says such action without worldwide support would only hinder the war on terror and do us more harm.
To believe that there will not be the attempt to have some type of action on American soil would be naive.
Although the Democrat says it's important to support the troops, Menendez believes the estimated hundreds of billions the war will cost could be better spent at home. Steve Sandberg in Jersey City.
The outcome of the looming war against Iraq could set the field for the 2004 presidential election.
Vanderbilt University history professor Tom Schwartz says the Democratic presidential hopefuls are paying close attention.
A disaster in Iraq will greatly lift the hopes of people like Howard Dean. A success in Iraq would probably mean that you'd have to go with someone like Lieberman or John Edwards, who have been supportive of the war.
Schwartz says a quick, decisive ouster of Saddam Hussein would be good for Bush. He notes that a prolonged post-war occupation of Iraq by American soldiers could have a backlash. I'm Mary Perrin.
More in a moment.
I love being a veterinarian, but there's a part I don't love. It's telling clients their dog has heartworm disease, because it's something I can prevent. Dog owners often forget monthly heartworm pills, and that puts their pets at risk. But there's an unforgettable heartworm preventative. Just one dose protects dogs from heartworm disease for 6 full months. So forget monthly pills. Ask your veterinarian about 6 months of unforgettable heartworm protection, or call 1-800-772-5040.
One morning, a truck drove into the Dallas Farmers Market, loaded with fresh salad fixings and a special dressing.
Mmm, it's creamy. Delicious.
And when people tasted that dressing,
that spicy but smooth taste,
they knew where the truck was from.
No doubt. This is it. That's Hidden Valley.
This the real McCoy. This is Hidden Valley.
That's what ranch dressing is supposed to taste like. It's the original.
Hidden Valley Ranch. Taste the way ranch is supposed to taste.
Hidden Valley. The benchmark of ranch dressings.
Nothing else measures up.
Wells Fargo economist Dr. Callie Matthews says people who trade oil futures are encouraged that a short war with Iraq would allow the price of oil to return to normal.
In my opinion, the biggest factor is the perception that we're going to get this war problem solved sooner now rather than later, and maybe it will end up without total destruction of large parts of Middle East capacity.
The price recently had been as high as $38 a barrel. It's now approaching the low 30s. More after this.
Right now is a great time to buy Goodyear tires, because all Goodyear brand tires are on sale. This includes Goodyear's highest quality tires. And for a limited time, get up to $50 cash on a cash card with the purchase of 4 selected Goodyear tires. So stop into Goodyear today for big savings on all Goodyear tires and get up to $50 cash. But hurry, these offers end April 5th. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR for complete details and the Goodyear store near you. Or visit a participating retailer where Goodyear tires are sold.
If a war with Iraq starts soon, some states may face a big economic blow.
Many states across the country face massive budget deficits, and legislators still in session are working to address bills that would help their states recover. But if a war with Iraq does break out,
this is going to be a disaster for the finances of many states.
Maryland State Delegate Lewis Simmons says the war will undoubtedly distract lawmakers as sessions ready for recess. And he says that's a problem, especially in his state.
When the war breaks out, our sales tax take will be less. less. Our income taxes taken in are going to be less.
And he says all that less is going to create more problems for states. Allison Brown, Annapolis, Maryland.
A two-day standoff between a North Carolina tobacco farmer and law enforcement is over. U.S. Park Police in Washington, D.C. say Dwight Watson surrendered just before noon. Watson, who claimed to have explosives, told the Washington Post he wanted to tell the public about the plight of farmers or die trying. I'm Erica Kane, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Let's see, 8 a.m. business meeting, 3 o'clock dentist appointment, and 5:30 traffic jam. 5:30 traffic jam? Have a better way in mind to spend that time? When I come back, I'll tell you how to steer clear. We've all seen the Tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical. Tested 6 Tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today, or visit TornadoAir.com. To foretell traffic jams, you could use tea leaves, fortune tellers, crystal balls, or technology. Engineers from Siemens Automotive in Michigan have designed a state-of-the-art traveler information system called Quick Scout. This electronic genie uses cellular communications to access real-time information about traffic conditions along specific routes. The system also provides internet access so your passengers can check stocks or send emails en route. Thanks to American ingenuity, now there's a better use for your tea leaves and your time. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
When you're swallowing all life's lies,
right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Good afternoon, Truth Seekers. 7:30 Malloy here on Resistance Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. Catherine Bay produces a program. Robin Bittman is our announcer. The phone number here, if you would like to use it as a lethal weapon, please do. It's 800-825-5937. 800-TALK-YES. And the email address, while we're on the air, MikeDMalloy@earthlink.net. I talk quite a bit about people who assist in the production of this program from a very remote location, remote viewers, I guess you would call them, in some sort of weird sense. But, like our senior correspondent, Chris, in Minnesota, like our bureau chiefs, Daryl and Tony and Matthew and Clint, who provides a lot of stuff. I've mentioned these people a lot. There's one other I want to mention, and she has her own website. It's radiopower.org, radiopower.org. And it's Shelby Lepre, who I, for whatever reason, have not mentioned the contributions that she makes to this program. I would like you to check it out. I'm going to link her site at our links page today. But check it out during the program if you like. RadioPower.org. Red alert. You know we are going to have a red alert. It's right around the corner. It would not be surprising to see the red alert. That's John Ashcroft's crayon box of color-coded terror warnings. It would not be surprising to see the red alert go into effect. When does the clock run out? When does the MSNBC clock stop? 8 o'clock tonight? Is that when MSNBC has it pegged? Okay. What happens if we go to red alert in this country? Well, a lot of things. You need to check with your own state emergency management administration. Or somebody. But in New Jersey, this was reported Sunday. For you citizens of New Jersey, if the nation escalates to red alert, you will be assumed by the authorities in the state of New Jersey to be the enemy if you so much as venture outside your home. Now, that's according to New Jersey's anti-terror czar. And this was reported by the Gannett News Service, the New Jersey Bureau. You will be assumed by authorities to be the enemy if you so much as venture outside your home. Sid Casperson is New Jersey's director of the Office of Counterterrorism. He's a former FBI agent. He was briefing reporters alongside the governor of New Jersey on Thursday last when, for the first time, he disclosed the realities of how a red alert will shut the state of New Jersey down. A red alert will also tear away virtually all personal freedoms to move about and associate. Do you understand that? If you have any meetings planned, PTA meetings, lodge meetings, civic organization meetings at night, political Democrat or Republican or Libertarian or Green Party meetings at night, you will not go. Now, I don't know how this applies across the other 49 states, but in New Jersey, you will stay your ass at home, and if you're seen on the street, you will be considered an enemy until you prove otherwise, if you have the chance to prove otherwise. That's according to the New Jersey authorities. Do you understand this? Okay, good. Mr. Casperson, the New Jersey's director of the Office of Counterterrorism, said, a red alert means all non-critical functions cease. He says non-critical functions will be almost all businesses except health-related. I guess if you're a doctor or a nurse, doesn't say about dentists, you will be allowed to travel across the state of New Jersey. Mr. Casperson says the state will restrict transportation and access. You must adhere to the restrictions announced by authorities and prepare to evacuate if instructed. Now, that's in a little brochure put out by the state on what they're going to do when we have a red alert. Mr. Casperson went further than the brochure. He said the state police and the emergency management people will take control of the highways. You literally are staying home unless you are required to be out, end quote. Just thought you might like to know. Now, the Bush crime family, members of the Bush crime family, that would be his entire cabinet, and the thugs who operate outside the cabinet but influence the cabinet, people like Richard Pearl, or people operate outside the government, I should say, they are lusting for this moment. This is a sexually fulfilling moment for them. That's the only way I know to put it. These people are just absolutely lusting for that first red alert. Now, when that first red alert comes and these restrictions are applied, the anti-war, pro-peace movement in this country is going to erupt. You know it. I know it. Let's just get it out here on the table, okay? There are demonstrations being planned across the country, some of them to coincide with the invasion of the attack on Iraq, and some of them to protest this fascist regime that now controls the United States government. You and I know that there is going to be a body count in this country. Now, I don't necessarily mean dead people, although that is certainly a possibility. Remember Dick Nixon using the Ohio National Guard to shoot students on the Kent State campus 30 years ago. The Bush crime family has law enforcement, whether it is civilian or military, forget the Posse Comitatus Act, has law enforcement whipped into an almost frenzy of fear, distrust. Now, remember, most military personnel are you and me. You know, these are people that are not the reserves in the National Guard that are left here that would be, especially the National Guard, that will be federalized and put in charge of law enforcement. These people are not trained in law enforcement, in civilian law enforcement. They are trained in military law enforcement, which is, you know, you just grab the guy making the disturbance, clap his ass in the brig, that's the end of the story. Civilian law enforcement that you and I are used to carries with it a whole set of rules and regulations. The most notable set of rules and regulations is the Bill of Rights. But military law enforcement is not trained for that purpose. Civilian law enforcement, I've always had a feeling that, I have to tell you, I have a one police officer in the family. But civilian law enforcement to me have always been influenced by Badge 714 and Joe Friday and all this, Serpico and shoot them up and kill them and ask questions later, hey, I'm a cop kind of mentality. Now, what are police, you've seen pictures before when police are anticipating a large demonstration, or that large demonstration starts to get in the minds of the cops out of hand, you know what happens. The tear gas comes, the truncheons, the beatings. So what we're going to be faced with, I think, the factor I'm leaving out here are these psychopaths on the neo-crazy right in this country, the freepers, the militia types, the ones who are afraid that Janet Reno was going to come and kick their asses for them during the Clinton years. These people just want something to kill, okay? They don't care what it is. They'll kill if they get a shot, they'll kill an MP, they'll kill a paratrooper, they'll kill a cop, they'll kill you, because they are crazy. Now, the reason I bring this up is that, you know, it's got to be brought up. What is going to happen on the streets of America when this attack on Iraq commences? When all semblances of constitutional law and order in this country are demolished, the Bush crime family has very carefully begun the dismantling of constitutional protections. The Bush crime family has been doing this for the past 2 years, ever since they illegally seized power. The USA picked the Security Enhancement Act, which is referred to as Patriot II, the abrogation of civil liberties that the religiously insane John Ashcroft has dedicated himself to since he was appointed Reichsfuhrer in Bush's cabinet. All of this has been set in place. Oliver North's detention camps, left over from the possibility of unrest in this country during the 80s, they have been spiffed up a bit. Unused military camps are ready to go as detention centers. Now, what's going to happen in this country? What's going to happen in this country when war protesters shut down the financial district of San Francisco, shut down the financial district of Manhattan? Take to the streets in Birmingham, Atlanta, Detroit, Chicago, Santa Fe, San Francisco, Los Angeles. What's going to happen? That's something that you've got to consider. You've got to consider, I do believe, whether or not you are going to participate. You're going to participate one way or another. Either you will participate in the attack on Iraq passively by doing nothing, or you will participate actively by trying to resist it, or trying to fight those who would resist it. One way or another, when this attack commences, all 280 million Americans, at least those over the age of 14, will be involved. And I think the question that each one of us has to work out in our minds is how we're going to be involved. Are we going to stay home from work? Are we going to step outside and beat on a pan like the people in Northern Ireland did? Are we going to blow whistles? Are we going to burn flags? Are we going to write our congressmen? Are we going to stop using public transportation? Are we going to lodge our cars perpendicular to traffic flow on interstate systems? What are we going to do? Nothing. Are we going to sit at home in the darkness, sucking our thumbs, wondering how it ever came to this? Something will be done by everybody in this country the moment the attack on Iraq begins. You either will participate in the attack with your passivity, you will resist the attack with your activity. One way or the other, your participation is guaranteed. And, well, I'm not suggesting your action or inaction. That's entirely up to you. But I am raising the issue that you will react. I will react. And I think each of us needs to determine or consider what that reaction is going to be. Don't you? All right, stick around. We have a long way to go here. I'm Mike Malloy.
Our cities are crumbling. Our schools are disgraced. And we're building more jails, putting weapons in space.
should not protest because it is in the best interest of freedom and humankind.
Now don't sit at home saying, what could I do? Remember that unity starts with you. Democracy dead, only time's gonna tell. Get your feet in the street and start raising some hell.
Hold on, oh, hold on, hold on.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the Verbal Advantage they need for success.
To learn more about Verbal Advantage, call now. 1-800-444-1984. That's 444-1984. 1-800-444-1984.
I'm Phil Limpert, your supermarket guru, with today's Hidden Valley Ranch dressing tip right after this.
One morning, a truck drove into the Dallas Farmers Market, loaded with fresh salad fixings and a special dressing.
Mmm, it's creamy. Delicious.
And when people tasted that dressing,
that spicy but smooth taste,
they knew where the truck was from.
No doubt. This is it.
That's Hidden Valley.
Is this the real McCoy? This is Hidden Valley.
That's what ranch dressing is supposed to taste like. It's the original.
Hidden Valley Ranch. Taste the way ranch is supposed to taste.
Hidden Valley. The benchmark of ranch dressings.
Nothing else measures up.
What's so special about dark leafy greens? Well, they can prevent blindness, decrease birth defects, prevent heart disease, decrease blood pressure, and they taste great. Dark leafy greens are rich in beta-carotene, supply lutein and zeaxanthin, rich in folic acid, the B vitamin that has been proven to reduce heart disease. Remember, the darker the green, the more nutrients. Hidden Valley Ranch, the way ranch is supposed to taste, because they made it first and made it taste right.
Hi, this is Julene Jordan from The Peter Werby Show, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern every weekday on the IE America Radio Network. It is our mission each and every day to inform and educate you, the audience, about progressive news and views. The Peter Werby Show is your source for left-of-center information, and we have a little bit of fun along the way as well. Tune in weekdays, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. You can also listen live at www.ieamericaradio.com. From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to ieamericaradio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS.
IE America Radio Network's host Mike Malloy has been honored as one of the 100 most important talk show hosts in America by Talkers Magazine. This is a huge honor considering that there are over 4,000 talk show hosts across the country. The Mike Malloy Show stands out as explained by Suzanne Gowardy, General Manager of IE America Radio Network.
The entire staff of IE America Radio Network congratulates our Mike Malloy. Each and every day, Mike welcomes his audience, who he designates as truth seekers, as he exposes attacks and discusses the news of the day and the details of the current administration's misleading policy. We would like to congratulate Mike for his years of informative, progressive talk that's second to none.
The Mike Malloy Show can be heard on Sirius Satellite Radio, Sirius Live Stream 145, live from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and rebroadcast from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time. You can also go to the nation's only progressive commercial radio network's website at www.ieamericaradio.com and listen to the live streaming.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
24 past the hour. Okay, coming to your phone calls here in just a second. I just want to drop this into the pool today. Supreme Court Justice Fat Tony Scalia, you heard about this? He was in Cleveland to when was it? Today? Yeah. To receive an award for supporting free speech. You're way ahead of me on this, aren't you? Right? Fat Tony Scalia
is in Cleveland, man.
To get this award for supporting free speech, and he bans broadcast media from the dinner, the speaker, whatever it was. Now, it was held at the City Club. And the City Club, as a matter of course, tapes speakers who appear there for later broadcast on public television. But Fat Tony Scalia insisted on banning television and radio coverage. Scalia was given that organization, the City Club's, called the Citadel of Free Speech Award. God! James Foster, who is the City Club's executive director, and who, among others, decided to give Fat Tony Scalia the Citadel of Free Speech Award, said,
I might wish it were otherwise, but that was one of the criteria that he had for acceptance. You know what I'm saying here? He told us no radio or television. And, you know, okay, that's all right with us.
C-SPAN's vice president and executive producer, Terry Murphy, who usually sends a crew for something like this, said, the ban on broadcast media, quote, begs disbelief and seems to be in conflict with the award itself. How free is speech, Terry Murphy asks, if there are limits to its distribution? Well, Terry, come on. You C-SPAN geeks are turning out to be just as right-wing as all other media in this country. Now, I'm not saying necessarily, Terry, that you are, but come on, man, the handwriting's on the wall. Okay, you're going to be working at a gas station very soon, probably right down the street from the one I'll be working in. But what is so crazy? They instead of the City Club pulling the award, instead of saying, what? We're going to give you an award because you support free speech? Not. And you're going to inhibit free speech when we give you the award. Get out of here, Fat Tony. That's what they would have done, should have done, the City Club of Cleveland, had they had an ounce, a gram of integrity. Now, the City Club selected Fat Tony because, according to the City Club, he has, quote,
consistently across the board had opinions or led the charge in support of free speech. You know what I'm saying?
That's why they gave him the award. The proclamation that they gave him applauds Fat Tony for protecting free speech in several Supreme Court cases. Now, in order to agree to accept the award, Fat Tony says, I don't want no media in here. I don't want no media. You understand? No media. Scalia also made the same demand at John Carroll University, where he spoke Tuesday night.
No media. I don't want no media in the room, all right? Okay.
In that speech, he said that the Bush crime family has room to scale back individual rights during wartime without violating the Constitution. Scalia said, quote,
the Constitution just sets minimums. Most of the rights that you enjoy go way beyond what the Constitution requires. I want you to remember that. All right?
That's what we've come to in this country. We have a mobster. We have a mafia. No disrespect to the mafia. Dear God, I've got those in my family, too. We have a mafia thug sitting on the Supreme Court. Antonin Fat Tony Scalia, who has the cojones to say, yeah, you want to give me a free speech award? I'll take it.
Only no radio, no television, all right? All right.
I gotta go by what he told me. Try to tell the truth and stand your ground. Don't let the bastards get you down.
Don't let the bastards get you down.
Don't let the bastards.
Daddy, can't we read a different book tonight?
Shh. We're just getting to the good part. To set the correct throttle position, loosen the pinch bolt to rotate the governor arm.
Have a passion for fixing things? Sears has over 4.5 million parts for all major brands of lawn equipment and home appliances. Call 1-800-4-MY-HOME. Click on Sears.com or come into a Sears Parts and Repair Center. Where can you find parts for all major brands, no matter where you bought them? Sears. Where else?
Now for something completely different.
The Mike Malloy Show. Weekdays from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. and rebroadcast from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm Laura Miller. The British government will once again call out the troops to battle blazes as the fire brigade union gears up for another 24-hour walkout tomorrow. But with 45,000 British troops set to invade Iraq, lawmakers are scraping the bottom of the barrel in an effort to find replacements. Over 300 military musicians will join other troops as temporary firefighters. Yesterday, Deputy Prime Minister John Prescott called on the union to cancel the work stoppage, but union leaders are expected instead to call on firefighters to endorse new strike deadlines beyond the Thursday walkout.
More fallout from the ongoing Enron scandal. Four former executives with Merrill Lynch were charged with securities fraud this week for conspiring with Enron to float fake loans to the company. The loans allowed Enron to add $60 million to its bottom line during the fourth quarter of 1999. Merrill Lynch itself was also charged with securities fraud as part of the Enron investigation and plans to pay an $80 million penalty.
A labor dispute threatens to derail Denver's public transit system. Last week, Denver's Regional Transportation District presented its 1,900 workers with a last, best, and final contract offer that would require mandatory overtime, give employers greater power over scheduling, and freeze wages next year.
Our members rejected RTD's offer by 93.2%.
Bill Jones is an attorney for Local 1001 of the Amalgamated Transit Union.
RTD subsequently called the union back to the table on Monday, but offered nothing at all. They asked us to meet again today to reaffirm our disagreements, but we will only meet with them when they want to negotiate.
Despite the impasse, the union has yet to schedule a strike date.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
谢谢, thank you in Mandarin Chinese.
Is it really, Nancy?
Banjila is like cool.
Chinese lesson now.
Wow, Nancy, you're so smart.
Banjila.
You know everything. I should have watched MSNBC.
I want to be just like you. I figure all I need's a lobotomy and some tights.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk. Not your father's radio program, take 48.
Tune in to Animal Talk this Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
For Animal Celebrity Boxing.
Boxing kicks butt.
Lightweight bout featuring fearless Felix the Cat.
Yeah, what a cat.
And that dog on ice, Tanya Harding.
Yeah, that dog will fight anyone for a block.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Conservatives, here comes your worst nightmare. It's Mike Malloy.
I'm Fat Tony Scalia. I want a free speech award. And I don't want anybody to cover it.
That happened in Cleveland today. I just thought I'd drop that in. Al is calling from Fayetteville, North Carolina. This is your first time calling, right, Al?
Yes, it is.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you very much. I've been a big admirer of yours since I heard you on WSB back in the 90s.
Oh, my God.
And the topic that night when I heard you was unannounced and unwarranted searches of public housing. Do you remember that?
Good Lord. You have a photographic memory. Vaguely. I never would have remembered that had you not just brought it up.
Well, anyway, a lot of the callers that night were defending it. And I think that falls right in line with what's going on today. We have too many citizens that are willingly giving up their rights.
I think the argument was if somebody lives in public housing,
they
have no rights whatsoever.
Absolutely.
And I guess that applies to George Bush and Dick Cheney. They live in public housing. Or the governor of Georgia or the governor of North Carolina. Uh-huh. They live in public housing.
Right.
But, of course, that's trying to be ironically logical, and that doesn't work.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, I do live here in Fayetteville, and Fort Bragg, as you know, is right next door.
Yes, I'm well aware of Fort Bragg.
So it's kind of hard to get a read on what's going on here because the economy is so intertwined with the military. But I am involved with a couple of groups that are peace-oriented, and we're trying to make our plans as to what we're going to do.
On attack day?
Which is tonight, right?
Well, I don't know. Bush is a deserter, he's a liar, and he's a coward. It might be tonight, it might be tomorrow. Whenever they pump him full of enough Ritalin and get him to sit down, apparently they have sent the intention documents to the Congress of our illustrious leader's intention to unleash the military might of the United States against 24 million hapless Iraqis. But you never know. The clock on MSNBC says we only have about 4 hours left. So.
I'm watching it right now as I talk to you.
Right?
That's ridiculous.
Isn't that wonderful? That's what we've come to. Yeah, well, of course. That's what we've come to. In this country, some sleazy ass network owned by Microsoft and NBC, which in turn is owned by General Electric, puts together something like that, the countdown clock until Bush wets his pants and orders troops to go die for him and his family. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Where are we?
I don't know. It's pretty scary. I really am frightened in a way that what's happening in our country. I mean, where do we live and what time are we living in?
I don't think anyone with a rational mind could not be frightened.
Yeah.
I am, too. That's why I'm falling back on my firearms training. That's why I am well-armed. If you remember from listening years ago, I'm a liberal with a gun, several of them.
I know that. Yeah.
I mean, but, I don't. No thanks. When they come for me, well, we'll see.
Well, one thing I am going to do is the moment I learn that bombs are dropping and bullets are flying in Baghdad, I'm firing off a letter to the White House asking George to resign, and let's try him as a war criminal because that's what he is.
Well, be careful you don't wind up in a cage in Guantanamo, Cuba, or worse, in some detention facility not far from Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Or writing a letter.
Of course. That's an act of treason.
Yeah, it is.
That's an act of pure treason. Once the bombs begin, any resistance, any dissension is a punishable act, and there's going to be millions of us who will be committing those punishable acts.
Well,
God bless us.
I'm willing to take that chance. I thought I still had the right in this country to do something.
Well, stay connected. as long as we're on the air, please stay connected, Al, because I have a feeling that this program or Werby's program might become some kind of a information central when they shut everything else down.
Well, I work in broadcasting, and what's happened in my business is really disgusting. The total takeover by the corporate powers and the swing to the right. There's nothing else except you and Peter.
I don't know if you read in the Chicago Tribune today online.
I will later.
Well, all of these pro-war, I should say, these pro-war demos that they've had, they had one here in Atlanta last Saturday, about 20,000 shrieking white people showed up ready to kill anything that was moving that was, not white. And all these pro-war rallies around the country are being engineered by, guess what, sit down, Clear Channel Communications, the broadcast behemoth that owns WGST here, owns 11 stations in the Chicago area. Clear Channel Communications, a broadcast behemoth controlled and owned by neo-fascist right-wingers, now organizes and promotes pro-war demonstrations in this country. How about that?
Yeah,
I know. Yeah.
I don't know which company owns the station up in Raleigh. It's a country station that kicked the Dixie Chicks off the air yesterday.
Probably Clear Channel. I wouldn't be the least bit surprised. They own 1,700 stations in the country.
Well, the disingenuous thing about what this company did was they said, well, we went by an internet survey that said most people wanted it that way. I said, when do you ever listen to your listeners in the first place?
Right. They listen to their marketing.
Bottom line.
Well, they listen to their marketing people, and their marketing people say, look, we can make some money on this. Let's kick the Dixie Chicks off, and that'll get us a little publicity, maybe six more listeners, and we can jack the ad rates up. That's how it works. You know that.
Right.
Al, thanks for checking. I hope you call in again, pal.
I will.
Thanks
very much.
Stay connected. Let us know what happens when the attack begins. If you organize anything in the Fayetteville area, let us know. We'll put it on the air.
We're supposed to have a rally tomorrow night at 5 o'clock.
Where at?
Downtown Fayetteville at what's called the Market House.
The Market House,
yes.
5 o'clock tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay. Well, cover your ass, pal.
Thank you.
All right, Al. Appreciate your call. Clear Channel. Radio station chain. Pro-war, pro-death and destruction, brown shirt, Nazi youth, Sieg Heil-style rallies around the country. God, where, what? I remember when I worked for WLS in Chicago, four years ago, and I notified my employers that I was asked to speak at a anti-NATO attack on Serbia rally, okay? In other words, a pro-Serbian rally. I had mixed emotions about the bombing, the NATO bombing. I did not like the so-called ethnic cleansing that was going on in Central Europe. But the use of NATO as an instrument of death and destruction to me was fundamentally flawed, first of all, because the NATO charter... NATO was not constructed as an aggressive force. It was constructed as a reactive or defensive force. But never mind. So I had been strongly opposed to that war on WLS, and the Serbian community in Chicago knew about it. They asked me to speak. I agreed. I told my employer, WLS, I'm going to go speak at this rally on Saturday. They said, don't you even dare mention the name WLS or ABC that own WLS. We can't stop you from speaking, but don't you dare link this radio network or this radio station. I said, hey, no problem. You know, I couldn't give a rat's ass about this network or this radio station. This is an issue that I'm going to do because it's an issue I believe in. And now it's gone from that in 4 years to the point where Clear Channel Communications will consciously and deliberately organize pro-death and destruction rallies around the United States. This is a sick country. Aaron is calling from Cleveland, Ohio. Aaron, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing today?
Fair to partly cloudy. How about you, Aaron?
Rainy.
I hear that.
Two things for you. First of all, regarding Clear Channel, you said a moment ago that they don't really pay attention to their listeners anyways. I have a good example of that.
Right.
The country music station owned by Clear Channel here in Cleveland
has
a poll up on their website regarding the Dixie Chicks.
Sure.
With, you know, a bunch of different options. And
just kick those Southern girls' asses bloody. How dare they say that they're ashamed to be from Texas, where this moronic George Bush is from? How dare they say that? Just kick them bloody, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, the poll results aren't available yet, but so far they've gotten somewhere in the realm of 95% of the listeners are saying kick them off.
Sure.
But the programming director has been telling the webmaster that what they will probably do is just not report the accurate result because the Dixie Chicks play very well in Cleveland and they don't want to take them off the roster.
Right.
So that's a good example of a Clear Channel's regard for their listeners' opinions.
Yeah.
Whatever those opinions are.
Hey, you're fading out, pal.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, there you are.
Now, my other question is, we've all been talking over the past weeks, months, about how we think that there's a good possibility that there won't be another election.
Aaron, you're just fading crazily. Try it again. Try that last sentence again. Go ahead.
We've been talking the last couple of months about how we don't think there will be a 2004 presidential election.
Yes.
And I'm just wondering, besides, you know, the fact that we think the Bush regime is capable of just about anything, is there any legal basis, any law or part of a law which would give them the ability to delay or postpone an election?
Oh, absolutely. All George Bush has to do is to declare either a state of national emergency or a condition of martial law. And then the entire United States Constitution is suspended, including those parts that dictate or codify how we elect our representatives to Congress and the Oval Office. That all that takes is a stroke of the pen. That is one of the simplest things that George Bush could do. Suspend elections. All it requires is declaring martial law, and martial law can be declared, if my understanding is correct, at any time that the commander in chief, especially in a time of war, that the commander in chief, that would be the moron, that would be too stupid to be president, George Bush, any time the commander in chief that he designates in his brain or his drug-addled brain that there is reason to declare martial law. At that point, that's it. That's it. So elections is schmections. They all stop. Everything stops, and this becomes a lockdown military dictatorship. So how easy is it? Simply George Bush signing the document that brings it about. Now, if I'm wrong on that, somebody's going to call in or email in and say, no, there's more to it than that, Mike. So let's see what happens. That's my understanding, though.
All right. Well, thank you, and I hope... that if anybody else can provide more information, I'd like to hear it, too.
Okay. All right. Aaron, thank you for checking in. I appreciate your call. John is calling from Long Beach, California. Hey, John.
Hey, Mike. How you doing today?
Pretty good. How are you?
You know those options you gave to what you're going to do when the sand hits the fan?
Yeah.
Well, the option I like, and which I'll probably do, is turn off the light, sit in the corner, put my thumb in my mouth, brood and sulk and cry and whimper.
Well, a lot of people will probably be doing that, but some are going to be more active, and I'm not exactly sure what's going to happen. And short of outright of physical violence against people, and I'm sorry, against property, I'm against anarchy, I'm against violence, but we live under a regime that is saturated with violence, and I keep thinking. That old adage, sometimes you have to fight fire with fire. And I don't know if that applies in this case or not. I know that a lot of people, though, are going to be reacting from their conscience. And their conscience may dictate something other than lighting a candle.
What you got to ask yourself probably, is it time to storm the Bastille?
Well,
that's just the question.
Well, it's certainly an open question. I think it's a legitimate question. Bush has destroyed this economy. He has destroyed our Constitution. He is destroying the prestige and reputation of the United States, and he's about to order mass murder. Now, I don't know. We impeached Bill Clinton because he lied about having a little sex with his girlfriend. Yeah, he had a little sex with his girlfriend in the Oval Office, and, we came fairly close to throwing him out of office. But George Bush, this murderous thug and his cohorts, they're about to commit mass murder. They have destroyed the Constitution, destroyed the economy, destroyed the environment, pulled us out of as many global agreements as possible, has pissed off the entire world at us, has turned our military into an instrument of death and conquest and imperialism. I don't know what it takes to be that one thing that tips us to the point where we do storm the Bastille.
If I may throw my two cents in here, Work, the reason why so many people will not agree or just turn their heads and look the other way is, I think, summed up in two words: intellectual laziness.
Or willful ignorance.
They go hand in hand.
Or blatant cowardice. Or toxic consumerism. You can come up with a lot.
I love my SUV.
That's more than two words. John, thanks for checking in.
Okay.
All right, sir. Appreciate it. Yeah, get your duct tape. Get your plastic sheeting, truth seekers. Lord have mercy. Tom is calling from Iowa City, Iowa. Tom, this is your first time calling the program, right?
Yeah, it is.
Welcome aboard.
Thanks. I'm just trying to figure out what we can do about this mess, and it's getting very frustrating. Sometimes I think the only thing that's going to bail us out might be the military, just to arrest, some colonels and that get fed up with seeing their soldiers killed.
Yeah, we talked about that a couple of months ago on this program, touched on the fact that sometimes, even though we are constituted to prevent that sort of thing, and any military officers who even considered it would be guilty of treason.
Oh, yeah.
But on the other hand, there is such strong contempt within the upper levels of the Pentagon for this moron and Rumsfeld and Cheney, all of whom were draft dodgers of one sort or another, or deserters, or what have you. The career officers, I think, who are responsible, who do take seriously the responsibility they have for their soldiers' lives, I would not be surprised. I would hate to see it.
Yeah,
it would scare the bejesus out of me to see a military takeover in this country and have this regime locked up and then new elections called. It would be a frightening moment. It would open us up to possible attacks from our real enemies, but it may be what is necessary to save the Republic. I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't either. The other thing I would like to see is what friends we have overseas is just a complete boycott of American products.
We are so interlinked. I know.
I
don't know how you do it either. There's a movement in Europe right now to do just that. But
Euro Disney should be a ghost town.
Right. But I don't know how you affect something like
yeah,
that.
I don't either.
When everything's so interlinked.
That's what's so frustrating is trying to.
I know.
Figure out what to do. I don't know if.
Tom, here's some Dixie Chicks.
Okay.
All right, sir. Thanks for checking in.
Okay.
All right. Do call us again. I appreciate it.
Disappearing every day without so much as a word somehow.
Another lending success story from LendingTree.com.
I'm way too busy to get a line of credit right now, so I'm letting LendingTree.com get one for me. Well, actually, they're getting me four. I fill out one simple form and get four offers back within hours. I will eventually have to take a minute to choose one, but that's the fun part anyway.
Visit LendingTree.com or call 1-800-555-TREE. That's 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com. Equal housing opportunity. For additional information and state license disclosures, please visit our website located at LendingTree.com.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. Or 1984.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss.
I'm driven to work when I want to, with who I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Tired of talk radio sounding like the propaganda arm of the Republican Party? Well, me too, and I think there's lots of us. We're talking about the public airwaves, which belong to all of us, not just the Republican right wing. I'm not sure how anyone with politics to the left of Mussolini got excluded from talk radio, but, you know, things are changing. Join me, Peter Werby, weekdays, noon to 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, as I tell the truth about the Grand Oil Party's plans to give away the store to their corporate paymasters, wage war, destroy the environment, and attack the rights of women and workers along the way. There are enough of us out there, in fact, a majority that are mad as hell and aren't going to take it anymore. Not only does my show feature you, the engaged and enraged citizen, but also experts and authors who express independent views. What a concept! As well as activist celebrity guests. So tune by noon to 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time and join me, Peter Werby, as we make plans to take back our country. Or go to peterwerby.com. That's PETERWERBE.com. If you're looking for the latest in cutting-edge technology and the products that everyone is talking about, tune into tomorrow right here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the highly interactive radio program with experts featuring the latest in consumer electronics, technology, computers, and the Internet. We cover all things cool, like digital photography and video, home theater and audio, home automation, gadgets and gizmos, the technology of making music, computer peripherals, HDTV, DVD, MP3s, car audio, navigation and security, and lots more. If it draws current, we talk about it. Let us bring you into tomorrow. Check out our website anytime at graveline.com and join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, here on the IE America Radio Network.
Ready for a liberal helping of the truth? Here's Mike.
Five before the hour. The Bush crime family is preparing, so they say, the United States for death and destruction of American people, American soldiers. Americans must be prepared for loss of life, the White House warned today, as the deadline neared for Saddam Hussein to flee. That's the way Ron Fournier wrote it for the Associated Press. Bush met with his war council, and the White House sent Congress formal notification of justification for war. In two separate documents, Bush said diplomacy has failed to protect American security. He has linked Saddam's regime with the Al-Qaeda network, and, laying out a new rationale for war, Bush said captured Iraqi officials could identify terrorists living in the United States.
They'll
stop at nothing. Huh? Is that a knock on the door, Kathy? The seven-page report sent to Congress contained a brief letter from Bush.
The President of the United States has the authority, indeed given the dangers involved, the duty to use force against Iraq to protect the security of the American people and to compel compliance with the United Nations resolutions. And we're just going to go kick some ass, but there's going to be death and destruction.
While Bush communicated that with Congress, Ari Fleischer, the pencil neck geek, delivered a grim message to the American public, to wit, quote, on the brink of war with Iraq, Americans should be prepared for what we hope will be as precise and short a conflict as possible. But there are many unknowns, and it could be a matter of some duration. Americans need to be prepared for loss of life. This isn't happening, is it? Well, Malloy, you're damn right it is happening. We are hours away, if you believe the Texas Air National Guard deserter, we are hours away from an unprovoked, massive military attack on another country whose civilian population is totally and completely defenseless. A civilian population that consists of about 24 million people, of which about half is under the age of 16. Now that's what we're going to do. And you and I are pulling the trigger just as much as somebody from the 101st Airborne or the 1st Air Cavalry or any other unit that's in Iraq. I'm sorry, because I don't like that blood on my conscience or my soul either. But who else is responsible if not us?
Listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
place to be for entertaining weekend programming is IE America Radio Network. The Doug Seff and Talk Radio Countdown on Saturday mornings features the top 10 stories and issues in talk radio across the USA, followed by the Bobby Likas Car Clinic. If it has to do with your vehicle, Bobby Likas will tell you how to fix it the right way. The home improvement experts in Home Improvement USA will answer your home fix-up questions. And if you like antiques, you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent. Pet owners, you can ask your questions about your loving pets during Talking Pets with John Patch. Sunday mornings begin with the best of Doug Steffens Talk Radio Countdown, followed by the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. For you high-tech wizards, Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline will keep you informed with the latest news on today's technology. Ramblin' with Ramsey will update you on the hot vacation spots around the world. Then the real animals come out during the live Sunday evening call-in show, Animal Talk.
It's a cross between Wild Kingdom and Saturday Night Live.
Mark Hannes, Dr. Brad Davis, and Donna Blumble will answer listeners' questions about pets from fish to feline. To get these programs, call 1-800-397-8255. For now, listen to us live on the web at ieamericaradio.com.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Erica Kane. President Bush has taken the next formal step in initiating military action against Iraq. Bush has informed Congress that diplomacy has failed.
The President of the United States, as required by law, has formally informed the U.S. Congress that diplomatic efforts to disarm Saddam Hussein have failed. The Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives formally read Mr. Bush's letter into the congressional record. Dennis Hastert.
This is not a declaration that we are in any specific type of activity at this time.
The American Constitution gives the right of declaring war to the U.S. Congress. Last fall, only one member of the U.S. Congress voted against a resolution giving Mr. Bush the right to use whatever force necessary in confronting Iraq. Priscilla Huff, Washington.
Saddened is the word Chief U.N. Weapons Inspector Hans Blix is using to describe his reaction to the fact that no more time is available and armed action seems imminent in Iraq. Meanwhile, the foreign ministers of Germany and France are both saying the U.S.-led military intervention lacks credibility. Democratic presidential candidate Carol Moseley Braun isn't mincing words about the Bush administration or the impending war. Moseley Braun said this morning that it's a misguided war being conducted by an unelected president. Moseley Braun says the war on Iraq is not the same as the war on terrorism and may leave us more vulnerable to terrorism. As a war with Iraq looms, many anti-war demonstrators are making a last-minute plea to Congress.
Several dozen protesters, many carrying anti-war messages, are here at Rayburn Office Building on Capitol Hill, a building that houses many congressional offices. They hope to get inside to speak to members of Congress, pleading with them to avert any war. Allison Brown, Capitol Hill, Washington.
More news in a moment.
I had a bad headache. I tried Advil Liquid Gels. They work faster than Tylenol.
I needed stronger medicine, and Advil Liquid Gels get that medicine to my headache faster.
I get better relief with Advil Liquid Gels.
Every day, more people are choosing Advil Liquid Gels to relieve tough headache pain. Advil has these advanced capsules with liquid medicine inside to rush relief where you need it. Proven faster, stronger, better than Tylenol.
Now, every time I get a tough headache, I choose Advil Liquid Gels.
For better headache relief, advance to Advil.
I love being a veterinarian, but there's a part I don't love. It's telling clients their dog has heartworm disease, because it's something I can prevent. Dog owners often forget monthly heartworm pills, and that puts their pets at risk. But there's an unforgettable heartworm preventative. Just one dose protects dogs from heartworm disease for 6 full months. So forget monthly pills. Ask your veterinarian about 6 months of unforgettable heartworm protection or call 1-800-772-5040.
Salt Lake County, Utah's district attorney says he has asked all law enforcement officials and potential witnesses in the kidnapping of Elizabeth Smart to stop commenting on the case. 6 felony charges have been leveled against both Brian David Mitchell and Wanda Barzi in the case involving the Salt Lake City teenager. As many as 10 people are feared dead after an explosion ripped through a Phoenix, Arizona apartment complex this morning. Officials are looking for a person described as a disgruntled former employee in connection with the blast. He is among the missing following the explosion. More after this.
Right now is a great time to buy Goodyear tires because all Goodyear brand tires are on sale. This includes Goodyear's highest quality tires. And for a limited time, get up to $50 cash on a cash card with the purchase of four selected Goodyear tires. So stop into Goodyear today for big savings on all Goodyear tires and get up to $50 cash. But hurry, these offers end April 5th. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR for complete details and the Goodyear store near you. Or visit a participating retailer where Goodyear tires are sold.
United Airlines has announced it may have to liquidate due to increased losses. The airline expects to have an operating loss of $877 million for the first quarter. United has asked a judge to terminate its labor contracts to help keep it in business. Continental Airlines joined other major international carriers in reducing international flights because of the threat of war. Travelers began to cancel travel plans on Monday night. Continental announced a reduction of flights between April 6th and May 1st. Health officials in Vietnam say an American boy has contracted the new strain of pneumonia that has now killed 14 people. The World Health Organization, however, says the deadly outbreak is on its way to containment. A 50-year-old tobacco farmer from North Carolina is in custody after a two-day standoff involving Washington, D.C. police. Dwight Watson surrendered after sitting on his tractor in a pond along Constitution Avenue, reportedly in protest of government tobacco prices. I'm Erica Kane, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Fill her up, ma'am. Do you long for the good old days when service station attendants did the muscle work of pumping gas? Well, they're back. And when I come back, I'll tell you all about it. Hi, I'm Bobby Likas. 10 years ago, I discovered a company with the best fuel injector cleaner, BG Products. Now wait, there's more. To do the job right requires cleaning both the fuel and the air induction systems. The process is called BG Complete Induction System Service. If you want your vehicle to run like new, don't settle for anything less. To find a shop near you to perform this service, go to bgfindtheshop.com. That's bgfindtheshop.com. The new generation of gas station attendants will do the muscle work, all right, but they won't have muscles. They're robots called smart pumps. In future Shell stations, you'll drive to a designated panel in the center island, enter credit card information, and make your gas request. Smart Pump will then determine your car's exact position and descend a robotic arm that opens the fuel door and inserts the nozzle into a special cap. After filling, the arm retracts and a receipt is printed. Now, if Smart Pump would only smile and wash your windshield. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. Fuck yes. Got to take some calls because folks have been holding on for a long time. Alec Lange's driving through Arizona. This is your first time calling the program, Alexander, right?
Hi, Mike.
Hey.
A couple of quick things. It seems like I heard reports here and there over the past weeks of various city and town councils, governments, officially protesting this invasion.
Yeah, I believe there were 90 cities that have passed non-binding or unofficial resolutions saying they will not cooperate with USA Patriot Act. And yes, there have been, I think, about 100 cities passing resolutions against this war. Yes.
Yeah, I actually heard 300 at one point. But
that's probably closer.
The interesting thing is you'll hear that once on CNN and then you won't hear it again.
Well, it's unpatriotic to put out real news.
Because you'll hear about Robert Blake forever.
Oh, yes. Well.
Yeah. Okay, so I wasn't hallucinating that.
No, you weren't.
And I believe it was New York City, Chicago, San Francisco, and a lot of towns. I believe this town I'm in right now, Flagstaff, was one of them, too.
Yeah, just this week, the New York City, or late last week, New York City Council passed a resolution condemning the war in Iraq. And they made a point of saying, look, we are the epicenter of a terrorist attacks in this country. We experienced it. We saw the Twin Towers come down. We saw 2,800 people die here. And we are against the war in Iraq. We are against this attack on Iraq, which I found a fairly strong statement coming from the New York City Council.
Yeah. And the other thing is you quoted the Dixie Chicks about 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And you had a long quote.
Now that was
it's
a parody. There is a site out there, and if somebody could email it to me, because I just got an email request for that original statement. I thought I had posted it at my website. I did not. It comes from a parody site. It's a Dixie Chicks fan site, and what they did was construct a letter based on her Miss Maine's original two or three sentence apology, but then they went on and added two or three paragraphs, and that's what you heard me read.
Right.
And I came back on the air and said, oops, you know, if it didn't come across, because I had a lot of people say, hey, I need to get that. I said, look, that was parody. And at the time I had the site, I just don't have it at my fingertips, but somebody will send it to me within the next 10 minutes.
Yeah, because I went to the Dixie Chick site and there was just a short apology.
Right,
you know?
I know.
I
wish it would have been real because, like she said in the parody, reply or apology.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up in Texas, and, you know, when I was growing up, everybody used to attack Bill Clinton and say he was everything from a dope peddler to a murderer. His wife was a lesbian. He had sex with his daughter. I just assumed it was okay to criticize the president.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Alexander.
All right. Thanks for being here.
Appreciate you. Thank you for being there. Appreciate you checking in. And I originally saw that on BartCop.com, BartCop's website. That's where I first saw it, and then went to the parody site. It's run by some fans, I think, of the Dixie Chicks. Somebody will send it to me in a second here, I'm sure. Curtis is calling from Crestone, Colorado. Hey, Curtis.
Hey, Mike. I'm glad you're still on the air today.
You're right. Well, me too. It's pretty rainy and nasty here in Atlanta. I'd rather be on the air than, you know, out looking for a job.
Well, it's snowing here. We're glad of that. I was thinking hopefully they won't go to red alert, but if they do, one thing that we could do while we're all sitting locked down in our houses as come April is not pay any of our bills.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like if all the, you know, the people.
But you see what happens then. Then the carefully nurtured credit report that you have.
Yeah.
Then it shows up on your credit. It shows
but
up.
If we've lost everything, we've lost our rights, we've lost our government, so what? You know? I mean, that would send a shock through the system that they may take notice of.
Well, that's true. And see, eventually, I do believe, just like the Germans got rid of Hitler, just like the Russians got rid of Stalin, just like so many tyrants eventually are gotten rid of, eventually we are going to get, one way or the other, get rid of George Bush. And at that point, you're going to need a fairly strong credit report because the country is going to be in chaos. So I don't know. I understand what you're saying.
Right.
You know what I think? I just think if on a given day, the people who are against this war, and there are millions of us, just didn't spend any money.
Right. Well, that would be easy if we're in lockdown under red alert.
Well, that's true. That's true. Listen, you are a gun owner, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
Oh, Curtis.
Well, even out here in Colorado, where we do all the hunting and everything, I've never owned a gun.
Yeah. Well, I understand that. I really do. I wish that the situation for me was such that, because I frankly don't like guns. I've done some hunting, small game, but not for years. I don't like guns, but I had to get one on the advice of an anti-terrorism expert with the Atlanta Police Department about 15 years of the threats on my life.
Right.
And I've just maintained the permit and added a couple of firearms. I'd say that because I am against the proliferation of weapons of individual destruction in this country.
It's interesting that you mention that because I've been you know searching the internet. I found this Alex Jones guy.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure where he's coming from, but he is an advocate of gun ownership. And I'm thinking, you know, what difference is it going to make? How can you hold off the U.S. military, you know, even if you've got a, you know, an AK-47 with a modified clip? You know, you're only going to be able to hold them off for what, a couple hours, a couple days?
Well, true, but it's, you know, I've said this about gun nuts. You know, in so many instances, a gun for a man is nothing more than a penis extender.
Right.
So, you know, maybe I feel emasculated right now, and maybe that's the reason I have it, because I'm not a fool, you know. If any effort was ever made to arrest me or arrest you or arrest anybody else, it's not going to be a city or a county police that come to your door. It's going to be federal police under John Ashcroft.
Right.
And, you know, it'd be kind of stupid, really, to react with a weapon. I just talk like that. Don't take it seriously.
All right. Well, don't pay any of your bills in April.
I had trouble paying my bills in January.
I know. See, this won't be so hard. You know, I mean, all of us that call in during the day, the reason is we don't have jobs, right?
Well, that's too well. Or you're calling from work. I hope it's you're calling from work. Or you work at home.
Yeah, well, I've been out of a job for a while. So I'm thinking, you know, all these, you know, men that call in during the day, they must all be unemployed like me.
Well, no. Well, some are, or retired, or working at home, or driving across Arizona, you know.
Yeah.
All right, Curtis, thanks for checking in, pal.
All right.
All right, sir. Appreciate your call. This is, I don't know if this is that story. Remember I said most days we get a story in here that slams your humble and obedient servant, that would be moi, up against the wall. I mean, really a body slam up against the wall. Well, I don't know if this is that story for today. But did you know that the Prime Minister of Spain, Jose Maria Aznar, the guy who went to the Azores with too stupid to be president and too stupid to be prime minister over the weekend to have their little mini summit, I guess. I never thought I'd see the day when the leaders of U.S., Great Britain, Spain, and Portugal would get together to issue a, I don't know, something similar to a declaration of war. But anyway, Jose Aznar, the Spanish prime minister, who's been right up there in the forefront with the spit flecking out of his mouth, and you could just see the blood in his eyeballs to get this war on. Well, guess what? He has ruled out sending Spanish combat troops to take part in a U.S.-led attack on Iraq. That's right. No Spanish military will participate. Now, there's a couple of reasons for this. First of all, Aznar is of the same cloth, modified a little bit, as Francisco Franco. He is an absolute right-winger. There's no question about that. That automatically means he is a stone-cold coward. He's kind of like Bush or Cheney or Wolfowitz or Pearl. They no more want to get involved in combat than they want to, you know, pry open the top of their head with a can opener. But there's another reason. Aside from the fact that, like Bush, he's a coward, 80 to 90% of the Spanish people say no. So Aznar came out and told Parliament yesterday, Spain will not participate in any attack or offensive missions. He says there will not be any Spanish troops in the theater of operations. Now, this is the Spanish prime minister. Here, this is the coalition of the brain dead, okay? Now, Ari Fleischer will continue to tell you that Spain is part of the coalition of the willing. The Spanish prime minister says, no, not one drop of Spanish blood will be absorbed into the deserts of Iraq. Not one. Let these crazy-ass English-speaking Americans and Brits go do it, but not us. Now, it was Aznar, you'll remember, in that Azores Island summit Sunday, that backed the call for military action to disarm Iraq and oust Saddam. It was Spain, you'll remember, who had joined the U.S. and Britain in co-sponsoring that draft U.N. resolution seeking authorization for war. But somewhere in the fine print, Aznar left off the part, oh, not us. No, I just get a nice payoff from the Bush crime family. But you think I'm sending our troops? Get real. Now, when Aznar made that announcement to the Spanish Parliament yesterday, he was interrupted several times by boos and shouts of derision. He was jeered when he said Spain would cooperate, quote, actively in humanitarian aid operations to civilians, end quote. Spain's opposition parties are united in opposing any war on Iraq without UN approval. The Socialist Party opposition leader, José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero, said, this war will sow hate. And Zapatero asked, why, instead of offering reconstruction, why don't you stop the destruction? But I thought you might want to know that. The, what does Bush call him, Anzar? Prime Minister of Spain says, no, none of our troops. You stupid bastards go die.
Would you like to get your hands on some of the millions of dollars that are made every day in real estate? Are you looking to generate a large monthly cash flow that can get you out of your dead-end daily routine and into financial freedom? Hi, I'm Carlton Sheets, and many of you know me from my nearly 20 years on television talking about my no-down payment system. I've been building my own net worth through real estate without a down payment for over 30 years. And now with my proven step-by-step system, I'm creating a powerful monthly cash flow for people all over the country who wanted to change their lives. I did it, they did it, and now you can too. Stop living from paycheck to paycheck. I'm offering you this opportunity right now, today, for just $9.95. The Professional Education Institute will send you my entire step-by-step system for you to review and use for 30 days. If you know an opportunity when you hear it, write this number down and call right now, because this time-tested program can make you wealthy. Call 1-800-272-RICH. That's 1-800-272-RICH.
Hi, this is Peter Werby from the IE America Radio Network, wondering whether you've heard about In These Times magazine. Here's what the late Senator Paul Wellstone said. At a time of growing concentration, In These Times is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore. In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture, has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, the people who say they are sick of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them online at www.inthestimes.com or call them toll-free at 1-800-827-0270.
Our scientists have studied and found that our listeners have a lot of stress from the lack of being able to get their questions and comments off of their minds, which can cause nausea, vomiting, and eventually will make you strip down, sit in a corner, and drool while counting pretty yellow and pink elephants flying around.
Okay.
So now, IE America Radio Network is proud to present the IE Hotline. Call and give your comments.
I just wanted to call and let you know your internet station totally rocks off the chart.
Your suggestions.
I think Doug Stephan should be on all day, 24/7. Yeah.
Your questions.
Got a question about Bush. How the hell do you put food on your family? What is that?
Crop growth and biologic growth are by good will and volitional control.
Or whatever the heck that just was. So call 1-800-397-8255 and leave a message for any one of our on-air talents. 1-800-397-8255. Operators are standing by. Just kidding. You have to leave a message.
Greetings, everybody. This is Ramsey Pollard, Jr., the host of IE America's Sunday afternoon travel show, Ramblin' with Ramsey, on air 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Almost every Sunday, I travel to some location to offer you the opportunity of not only receiving wonderful printed material about the location, but to win a prize, maybe a couple of nights in a hotel or a resort or T-shirts or fudge. Oh, yes, there's always a lot of fudge. Come on, tune us in on your radio or go to IEAmericaRadio.com. I'll be there.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I want you to join us every afternoon, Monday through Friday, for 3 hours of fiery, outspoken, informative, political talk radio that's impossible to ignore. Mike brings you the truth with the facts and sources to back it up. And whether you agree or disagree with his point of view, I guarantee Mike will give you something to talk about. So find out what you've been missing. Go to IEAmericaRadio.com and bring a little truth to your life. You'll be glad you did.
Spin Free Radio, only with Mike Malloy.
24 past the hour. Thanks to the people who emailed the information about martial law. A lot of you sent me case law where martial law was declared in the circumstances under which that declaration was issued. There have been four or five times, not the least memorable of which was during the U.S. Civil War. Also in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, back in the 19th century when miners were on strike. Martial law has been declared in California. But from what I can gather from the information you've sent in, there is no constitutional provision for this. A state of national emergency can be declared. I'm not sure where the term martial law entered in, whether or not that's just vernacular or what. But if it's available to the Bush fascist regime, it will be used. And it is available. The President of the United States, whether he's sane or insane, can declare a state of national emergency and then effect a martial law as a result of that declaration. I don't think there's any doubt whatsoever, there certainly is not in my mind, that given massive protests, because remember, this was all worked out during the Reagan-Pappy Bush years, put together by another military thug and coward, Oliver North, and traitor and disgrace to the Marine Corps and disgrace to his uniform. Oliver North had put into effect, or never put into effect, but put in place the imposition of martial law had the American public reacted to a U.S. military invasion in Nicaragua. And among the elements of that martial law was the incarceration of anybody who had the temerity to protest what Reagan was doing in Central America. Now, as hideous as the events were in Central America that most of us Americans never even knew were occurring, we do know what's going on in Iraq. The rest of the world is condemning this country in the most extreme way possible. George Bush is operating as a lone bandit on the world stage, and the problem here is that he has the honor, the courage, and the might of the U.S. military that he can misuse to his heart's content. So if there is widespread civil unrest, and I don't think it would have to be very very active or even violent. I think just the appearance of hundreds of thousands of people in the streets would prompt the coward who now sits in the White House to declare a state of national emergency and impose martial law. I believe that in the bottom of my heart. I didn't even think it was possible during the Reagan-Pappy Bush years. But with this criminal in the office, with this deserter, with this coward, with this warmonger in the White House, I have no doubt that whatever power is available to him, he will use. So there. John is calling from Herndon, Virginia. Hey, John.
Hi, good afternoon, Mike.
Good afternoon.
I heard a few radio shows this morning on a local Pacifica station, and they had people calling up from around the country, and I'm hearing more and more this idea of like economic action, whether you call it boycott or whatever. I don't know what the form is at this point. But I also heard you mention earlier that we're so globalized that it's really hard to punish somebody or, you know, the parts and so on. And also I understand, you know, being related to the union movement and IE America Radio, there might even be some workers, union workers, that might be affected. But I think we really have to start thinking in a new paradigm and new dimensions. Obviously, the voting process has let us down. The petition to our representatives has let us down, simply not functioning anymore. Mm-hmm. Demonstrations on a worldwide basis, you know, are totally meaningless. So we are kind of like acting like it's still 1960s when you know, this kind of action will be productive.
Hey, hold that thought, John. Sure. I've got to take a break here. Hold that thought, and we'll pick it up as soon as we come back. Stay with us. Quick break here. I'm Mike Molloy.
Honey, why are you wallpapering?
Hmm?
I thought you needed to fix the lawnmower and a bunch of other stuff around here.
This isn't wallpaper. I'm just hanging up my to-do list. Have a lot on your list? Sears can get you through it more quickly by offering easy access to over 4.5 million parts. Call 1-800-4-MY-HOME, click on Sears.com, or come into a Sears Parts and Repair Center. Where can you find the right part for all major brands of lawn equipment and home appliances, no matter where you bought them? Sears. Where else?
And now for something completely different.
The Mike Molloy Show. Weekdays from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. and rebroadcast from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Intensive agriculture is putting some of its best workers out of business. I'm Steve Pomplin for Earthwatch Radio. Farmers need bees to pollinate crops, but North America's native bees are declining in places where they're most needed. Princeton University ecologist Claire Kremen has studied native bee populations in the Central Valley of California. Kremen has found a high level of pollination in fields near patches of native oak woods and shrublands, but she says bee activity declines in areas where farming is concentrated.
So with intensive agriculture, what happens is farms tend to be very large. There tend to be lots of farms next to one another. And they often use pesticides and other things that may not be friendly to beneficial insects such as bees. Under those circumstances, the populations of bees are just neither diverse enough nor abundant enough to provide that service.
Kremen says the alternative is using European honeybees for pollination.
That's because their farms don't have many bees, and they absolutely have to bring in these honeybees or they wouldn't get a crop.
Domesticated honeybees pollinate $14 billion worth of U.S. crops, but Kremen says honeybee colonies are falling prey to parasites. She says protecting habitat for native bees creates a safety net for pollination.
There are some vulnerabilities to using honeybees as our sole pollinator, and so native bees provide us with a sort of backup plan with an insurance policy that could be very important, and I think that's the main reason that we need to keep what we've got and try to also restore some of the habitat for these native bees.
Kremen says farmers would benefit by restoring patches of habitat for native bees in and around their croplands. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Gaylord Nelson Institute and the Sea Grant Program at the University of Wisconsin.
This is Julene Jordan from The Peter Werby Show, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern every weekday on the IE America Radio Network. It is our mission each and every day to inform and educate you, the audience, about progressive news and views. The Peter Werby Show is your source for left-of-center information, and we have a little bit of fun along the way as well. Tune in weekdays, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. You can also listen live at www.ieamericaradio.com. From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Molloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to IEAmericaRadio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS.
talk radio right from the left. It's Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. We're at 800 Talk Yes. We're right in the middle of a conversation with John, who's calling from Herndon, Virginia. Go ahead, John. Pick it up. Thanks for holding on.
Okay, sure. Well, let me just kind of restate. I think what we're doing, we being the anti-war movement and the people trying to regain control of our government, we're barking at the puppets. All right, as evil as Cheney and Bush are, they are just puppets. It's time to go after the puppet masters, the people behind the scenes, the people really calling the shots, and we know who they are. They're basically the corporations, the large corporations, which have co-opted our government and our democracy. And, yes, it's true that there's a lot of interrelated buying and selling of parts and trading of oil and so on. But the idea is not to, you know, hurt a company specifically. The idea is to show a concerted mass movement. And I can think of on the show this morning I heard – two excellent examples, whether you agree with them or not, I don't know. But Mobil Exxon would be an excellent target to for a worldwide focused boycott of any Mobil Exxon product. And I can't think of a better corporation that exemplifies what's wrong with America than General Electric. They are an arms maker. They distort the news and the information. Mm-hmm. They have all sorts of tax special tax code written. I mean, General Electric is what's wrong with this country. And if we start, instead of, you know, barking at the puppets, let's focus. And we don't have to worry about we might accidentally be hurting some GE supplier. We're way beyond that point now. We have to make an economic statement. That's the only power we have left as a country. And we don't need 100%. We don't need 80%. If 20 or 30% of the population, and this is even easier to do because you don't have to march in the street. You don't have to worry about your picture being taken. All you have to do is say, I'm not going to buy a GE mm-hmm. light bulb or something like that. And I'm not suggesting these two companies per se, but I'm saying that's the idea, to set up one or two or three targets and then focus on them and display your raw power for everybody to see. And we know how cowardly they are. When they see the lead guy getting pushed back, all of a sudden they'll start backing mm-hmm. off dramatically. I hope. I don't know how mad they really are. But let's hope we all have an interest in keeping the country a viable, you know, going concern into the future.
Yeah. Well, I know there are a lot of ideas like that, and they're good ones, being debated out there right now in the Internet community, in the pro-peace movement, in the anti-globalization movement, in the common-sense movement. And I think that dialogue needs to continue. I don't know what an effective reaction would be at this response, I should say, would be at this point, John, but that's a good one. And thanks a lot for calling in, pal.
Thank you.
All right. It's just, you know, as John's talking, I'm thinking about, yeah, that makes perfect sense. That makes perfect sense. Even though the most obvious display of raw, unbridled, misused power are people like Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld. John's absolutely right. The power behind the power. And I hope the dialogue continues. But the dialogue is stemming from the fact that most of us who believe in justice, who believe in fair play, who believe in democratic ideals, who hate to see this country being trashed by this fascist regime, most of us are simply running out of ideas. It is becoming very frustrating. I see that in the emails that come in here. I hear it in the phone calls. I detect it in my own consciousness, my own, you know, just day to day, just Jesus, just getting up and going to the John in the middle of the night. You know, I can't get up anymore and just go pee. I have to get up and while I'm standing there, I'm thinking, oh my God, I live in a time when George Bush has taken over the country. I live in a time where we're going to go to war. I live in a time, you know, I mean, I'm just standing there. It's, you know, 3:30 in the morning. You know how that goes. You just need to get up and pee. You can't even do that anymore. No. And for you people who are worried about my health, I only do it once a night. No, I do not have prostate problems. No, I'm not diabetic. It's just that middle of the night pee. You know what I'm talking about. You know, you go out to get the paper in the morning. You're afraid to take it out of that little bag. You know, because you know what the headlines are going to say. I go feed, you know, I put bird seed in the bird feeders in behind my house. And there's woods behind my house. And I keep thinking every time I go out there now, has somebody got me in a scope? What, me paranoid? No, not at all. Not in the least. So how do you react? And that's the point John's bringing up. That's the point a lot of people are bringing up. There are a lot of good ideas being considered out there. Peter Werbe, on his program, talks about this a lot. I don't know what the answer is. I have no idea. But how much longer can the majority of people in this country and on this planet who in their hearts are anti-war, anti-killing, anti-destruction, how much longer can we just, can we get together 5 million in the streets? How much longer can we light candles? How much longer can we hold prayer vigils? All of which are good, valid responses. But what effect is it having? See, I'm a product of the television age, all right? I'm within 30 minutes. I want a resolution within 15 minutes. And I understand. The part of me that's still sane understands that you do not overthrow a government or stop a march to fascism in 15 minutes. What area? This your first time calling, Mike?
Yes, it is, Mike. And I wanted your commentary on a few matters. First, I remember reading right after 9/11 Al Martin's article about how it's going to become a police state. We're going to have lockdowns and checkpoints in this nature. I feared it might happen. I just didn't think it would happen so quickly.
Yeah, you know, Al Martin was, we laughingly referred to Al, and still do, as our favorite conspiracy theorist. Well, dear God, everything he's talked about, practically, on a few of the fine points, as what my Boston bureau chief pointed out, you know, he might have made a mistake here, made a mistake there. But overall, what Al Martin's been talking about is coming to fruition. It's happening. So how do you call that? I don't know how to even, as a matter of fact, he's going to be on the program this Friday, but I don't know how you jokingly, how one jokingly refers to Al Martin as a conspiracy theorist anymore, because it's occurring.
Yeah, the other matters I wanted to talk about were Iraq and Korea real quickly. We know that PNAC and the administration's motives of being the world instead of part of the world. With that in mind, don't you think that if the country was enough, opposed enough to the war that they wouldn't have enough support to go, that they would either, you know, have an operation type Northwoods planned, a Gulf of Tonkin resolution stage, or allow another 9/11 type event? I mean, face it, if they didn't have this 9/11 to begin with, there would be virtually no support for going to war right now.
Yeah, I agree with that. Operation Northwoods, for those who don't know, back in 1962, every member of the Joint Chiefs of Staff signed off on an idea presented to Kennedy that he obviously turned down. The plan was to engineer attacks on American citizens, American cities, and blame it on the Cubans, attacks that would have death and destruction, so that the hawks within the Pentagon, which was everybody back in 62, could then nuke the island of Cuba and probably go on and nuke the Russians and get it over with, the human race, get it over with. So in Operation Northwoods, I have no doubt that the civilian minds in this country could still plan such a thing. I do not believe that military leaders, for the most part, I know there are some, but for the most part, I don't believe that military leaders in this country would engineer something like that. I think they have more honor than that. They have more tradition than that.
Right. It only takes a few of them to change their opinion, though, by deceitful lies, I guess.
Well, that's true. I don't fear a military takeover in this country. I fear what has already come to pass, and that is this takeover by fascists, just purely and simply. So, as a matter of fact, if you've been listening lately, sometimes the conversation has drifted toward the idea that the military might be the only instrument we have left to prevent this country from going full fascist. So, I don't know. I don't know anymore. You know, I just want to go home and watch reruns of Friends.
Yeah. Lastly, I'm sorry, on Korea.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody's mentioned about, you know, they're saying, well, how come we can go after Iraq but not Korea? Well, in my opinion, the way I look at it is the Korea is not a suicidal, and this is just like somebody who's attempting to commit suicide, but they really are not going to. They just are looking for an outcry for help or anything like that. The missiles that we allow them to build, mm-hmm. if we allow it long enough, is going to put the fear in the American public that can let them check another thing off of the PNAC's objective of shopping list, which is to let them go ahead with the National Missile Defense Shield.
Yeah, I have no doubt that what you just laid out is in the long-term planning of PNAC. Iran, if I were an Iranian right now or a Syrian, I would be seriously considering immediately building nuclear weapons as a means of deterring the Bush crime family. I read something the other day that in the bowels of the Bush crime family, the saying is this: the boys want to go to Iraq, the men want to go to Iran. If you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have no doubt any longer, especially after having read the what's the P stand for, Kathy? The PNAC thing. Project. Why am I always blank out on that? Project for a New American Century. When you read that and realize that this was put together by a group whose theories and philosophies make they just wash out just about every world conquest theory, with the possible exception of Alexander the Great or Julius Caesar. You can always throw in Hitler, but, you know, Hitler was chump change compared to these guys.
Yeah.
So, anyway, thanks, Mike. I hope you call again.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate your time.
All right, sir. Emiliano is calling from Flagstaff, Arizona.
Sorry to touch back on Spain and its withholding of its troops and the action in Iraq. Through the BBC, that the Spanish Supreme Court has abolished the Basque Party. And I think they might be gearing up for some retaliation of that, thus needing their troops.
The Basques or the Spanish government?
The Spanish government has outlawed the Basque Party. So,
well, that fighting's been going on for what, 40 years?
Yeah, indeed,
50 years.
And I think with that happening, the Basques may choose to force a new uprising and. They're going to need the Spanish government will need their troops to quench that.
That's a good possibility, but if that were the case, I would think that Aznar would have the decency or the ethics to say, look, I've got domestic problems here. I don't want to see the possibility of a massive conflagration in the Middle East that might give the Basques cover or any terrorist group around the planet to affect their ugliness. And I think Aznar should have been honest and said, look, we've got problems here at home. We are not going to support a war resolution. But that's not what he did.
No, well, and I think...
that's hypocrisy.
That is. And chumming up with Bush is going to show the Basque militants that they're going to have quite a fight on their hands if they choose to do so.
How long do you think it's going to be before mainland China says to the world community, look, we feel that Taiwan has become a threat to us. We are fearful of their weapons of mass destruction, and we're putting the world on notice that in 48 hours, unless the government of Taiwan steps down and acknowledges that they are merely a province of mainland China, we are going to launch an attack. Now, the model is now there with George Bush.
Mm-hmm.
How long do you think it'll be, or do you think it's not even in the realm of possibility that the Chinese might do that?
I think that's really hard to say. I think the Chinese have a lot of incentive, considering their economic zones, not to do something like that. But on the same token, tyrants are unpredictable.
But the Chinese government, the communist government, or whatever you want, I don't even know that they're communists anymore, but
yeah.
The government of China has as one of the planks in its platforms of existence is that they will tolerate, much the same way they tolerated Hong Kong until Hong Kong was handed back after the lease ran out. But the Taiwan thing is a thorn in their side to a much greater degree than Iraq ever could have been to the United States. And
yeah.
I understand they see it as an economic zone, but it doesn't necessarily benefit them. And China itself, I do believe, in this century is going to become the global economic zone. Walk into any Kmart, Walmart, or no, I take that back. Send somebody else in.
Yeah,
or go to a Radio Shack, go to a Best Buy, and take a look at the country of origin of the products that are for sale that we all just take as a matter of course. It's China.
It's China. It is.
And
yeah.
China is becoming, I think, just this huge economic engine. I think the only reason that they would make a decision on Taiwan would be simply nationalist pride.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is our province. How dare you consider that to be, even though the United States does not formally recognize Taiwan, you know, we have that one China policy.
Right.
But we have made it clear for 50 years that we will go to war if China decides to attack or otherwise interfere with Taiwan. So, you know, the question just sits in my mind. How soon before China says, well, now, you know, you guys set the standard with Iraq, we feel that Taiwan is a threat.
Yeah.
Scary stuff.
It's out there, and I wouldn't put it past any of them.
Emiliano, thanks for checking in.
Sure, thanks, Mike.
All right,
Mike.
Sir. Appreciate your call. Yeah, George Bush is establishing the model that guarantees global chaos if the model is picked up on by other countries that feel part of their historic or traditional territory is denied them. I mean, what's to prevent the North Koreans from saying, look, you know, this division of the 38th parallel is a result of colonialism from 70 years ago. We're not going to stand for it anymore. We are going to march into South Korea because South Korea is a false construct. This is Korea. What about the Kurds? What about the Kurds who say, look, what about the Turks? The Turks who say, look, this phony country called Kurdistan, they used to be part of our Ottoman Empire. You know, we don't like the fact that there's an 80, 90,000 man Kurdish army now. So we're going to have to strike in order to protect our national sovereignty. You see what's going on? Of course you do.
Let's read this one.
My favorite.
You want me to read your bedtime story? You have a bad headache.
Which will work better on your headache, Tylenol or Advil? Better, faster with Advil Liquid Gels. These advanced liquid-filled capsules rush with where you need it. They're proven to work faster, so tough pain.
The
end.
Good night, big girl.
Good night, big guy.
For better headache relief, advance to Advil.
The following September 27th, 2002, between an OnStar and a subscriber.
OnStar Center, this is Ken. How may I help you?
It's stolen, and it's got OnStar, and I filed everything.
No, we can actually track the vehicle.
You can?
Yes, ma'am.
That's awesome.
Okay, but do you have a number for your account handy?
I don't have anything. They stole everything. What do you need me to give you?
What's your home number? What's the area code first?
248.
An OnStar advisor can help locate a stolen vehicle using satellite technology and provide help in many other situations.
How do you track it?
We'll call the local police department or where it is.
OnStar is the cars and trucks. Visit your Chevy dealer or Chevy.com.
They're there. They got the vehicle. It is unoccupied, and I'll handle it from here.
All right, sir. Thank you. Okay, ma'am.
Yes.
We did recover the vehicle.
Oh, you did? Ken, thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am.
OnStar. Always there. Always ready.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
I-
IE America Radio Network's host, Mike Malloy, has been honored as one of the 100 most important talk show hosts in America by Talkers Magazine. This is a huge honor considering that there are over 4,000 talk show hosts across the country. The Mike Malloy Show stands out as explained by Suzanne Gowdy, General Manager of IE America Radio Network.
The entire staff of IE America Radio Network congratulates our Mike Malloy. Each and every day, Mike welcomes his audience, who he designates as truth seekers, as he exposes attacks and discusses the news of the day and the details of the current administration's misleading policy. We would like to congratulate Mike for his years of informative, progressive talk that's second to none.
The Mike Malloy Show can be heard on Sirius Satellite Radio, Sirius Live Stream 145, live from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and rebroadcast from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time. You can also go to the nation's only progressive commercial radio network's website at www.iamericaradio.com and listen to the live streaming.
Doug, listening to you sing Back in the Saddle Again just goes to show what happens when Nancy isn't around to rein you in. God help us and anyone else listening in at that time. I think that was very nice. I'm back in the saddle again.
There was a certain pumpkin patch charm to you when you did this.
Really?
Well, doggy.
On the IE America Radio Network.
You've got your green alligators and long-necked geese, humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget that unicorn.
Sunday nights, please, please listen to our show, because if you don't, Mark will not stop singing. Animal Talk, Sunday nights, on the IE America Radio Network.
Justice and the American Way with Mike Malloy.
Five before the hour, Armand is calling from Bradenton, Florida. Armand, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. I have a couple questions, and I want to comment on the truth, if I may, please.
Well, let it rip.
When the Nazis invaded Poland, did the good Germans support their troops?
Did they say, sure, because Poland was about to wreak death and destruction on the German people. At least that's the way it was spun by Hitler.
Right, that's the way it was spun.
Right.
And how many countries that have totalitarian governments has the Bush crime family not invaded and occupied?
The better question would be how many of them do business with the Bush crime family, and that would be all of them.
No, but how many have they not invaded that have totalitarian governments?
Well, all the rest. I mean, that's quite a few, isn't there? Well, sure. Why not invade Pakistan? Pakistan had a freely elected government that was overthrown by Musharraf, who is now the military dictator, whom George gets along with fine.
How about this bumper sticker, and then I want to go to the troops. No oil, no factories, no invasion. Okay, here's one. Whose troops? I'd like to say this, if I may, please. Are they protecting a living wage for all Americans? Are they protecting affordable health care for all Americans? Are they protecting an affordable education system for all Americans that gets results, not more expensive bureaucracies? Are they protecting the retirement accounts of common Americans from the corporate looters of Wall Street? Are they protecting the jobs of common Americans from leaving the country? Are they protecting a legal system that keeps the corporate criminals like Enron from looting the public wealth? Are they protecting the common people from a media that can legally be bribed to distort half-truths as propaganda? Are they protecting the right of self-determination of other sovereign nations, dictators or not? Are they protecting the natural resources of other sovereign nations from the corporate predators of the United States and their prostitutes in Congress? Hitler and the Nazis used fears, lies, propaganda...
Hey, Armin! Yo, Armin!
The Bush family supported...
Yo, Armin!
Can I finish the last part, please?
Go ahead.
15 seconds. I cannot believe the last election reflected the intention of the voters to install a rogue international state. Therefore, I cannot support the Bush family's current agenda or troops when they are used as corporate mercenaries abroad.
Okay. Are you finished?
Thank you for letting me say that.
Well, Armin, it's much more entertaining when you just put things in your own words. You probably just drove away half the audience. I mean, not that you didn't have something good to say, but...
It is my words. I put those thoughts down because I wanted to put them all together because I think they're very critical now.
Okay, my mistake.
These young people of ours over there, I think they've been brainwashed. You can ridicule me. You can march around me. I'm not going to support people that... unconsciously don't realize or whatever you want to call it that they've been brainwashed and they don't have any opportunities because they've moved all the factories away.
All right,
it's just
Armin,
not fair to squeeze the people
gotcha,
that way.
Gotcha. Thank you, Armin. I appreciate your call. 5 o'clock Follies coming up.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
To the same old conservative blather on talk radio? Want a different slant on politics in the world and what's offered up by right-wing wacko talk show hosts? Then join me, Peter Werby, noon to 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time right here. And I'll give you an alternative not often heard on the AM band. Remember, 52% of American voters in the 2000 election voted for Al Gore and Ralph Nader, yet 99% of talk radio is right-wing. Something's wrong here. We have to break the conservative stranglehold on the public airwaves and broaden the debate to include all of us. If you want to hear a talk show host that is anti-war, challenges corporate rule, defends the interests of working people, the environment, and a woman's right to choose, and also that reflects the views of the majority of people in this country, join me, Peter Werby, as I broadcast Monday through Friday, noon to 3 p.m., and 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., that's Eastern Time. If you'd like more details, go to my website, peterwerby.com, P-E-T-E-R-W-E-R-B-E.com. I think you're going to enjoy the difference.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Erica Kane. The deadline by which Iraqi President Saddam Hussein and his sons must leave Iraq or face the threat of war is just hours away. More on the impending military action from Tom Hamilton.
White House spokesman Ari Fleischer says President Bush views Iraq as a unique threat, and that's why the U.S. is on the verge of taking preemptive military action.
Given the history of Saddam Hussein and his use of force and his development of weapons of mass destruction, the president views this as a unique threat.
Fleischer says there's no indication that Saddam will leave before tonight's expiration of the deadline imposed by President Bush. Time's up at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. As for when a war might begin, Fleischer said the president's working closely with military advisors to determine the exact moment. Meanwhile, last-minute demonstrations against a war are cropping up across the country. Today in Washington, D.C., about 80 protesters marched around the U.S. Capitol before they gathered at congressional office buildings. Anna White is with the group Iraq Pledge of Resistance.
We know that if this war goes forward, this unjust war, thousands, tens of thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands of innocent civilians are going to be killed in our name.
Some of the protesters wailed and marched with coffins they said would depict possible Iraqi civilian casualties. I'm Tom Hamilton.
The U.S. military is promising a dramatic response to any use of chemical weapons by Iraq.
Scott File, a former Army colonel, now a defense consultant, indicates, however unlikely their use, the U.S. retains the nuclear option in the event Iraq uses chemical weapons. In the Gulf War, he says, a British threat to use battlefield nukes probably deterred Saddam Hussein.
The British made a comment that they couldn't respond in kind, and the only way they could escalate to deter it was by going to nuclear weapons. Some people attribute that to the constraint that kept Saddam from using chemical weapons the first time around.
File says what is likely in the event of an Iraqi chemical attack would be an extension of the U.S. shock and awe campaign planned for the opening hours of any war. Don Dornberg reporting.
More in a moment.
I love sledding, but I'm so cold.
Let's go to my house for Ovaltine Hot.
All right, Ovaltine Hot, come on!
The kids will be back soon. Let's make them rich chocolate Ovaltine Hot.
Great idea.
Dave's mom's making
creamy, chocolatey Ovaltine Hot.
Yeah!
Oh, Ovaltine's made with milk.
Yeah, so Ovaltine's creamier than ordinary hot cocoa and full of vitamins and minerals. Swiss Miss and Carnation aren't.
Mom, we're here.
Who wants Ovaltine Hot?
Me!
Let's make more.
More Ovaltine, please!
One morning, a truck drove into the Dallas Farmers Market, loaded with fresh salad fixings and a special dressing.
Mmm, it's creamy,
Delicious.
And when people tasted that dressing,
that spicy but smooth taste,
they knew where the truck was from.
No doubt. This is it. That's Hidden Valley.
Is this the real McCoy? This is Hidden Valley.
That's what ranch dressing is supposed to taste like. It's the original.
Hidden Valley Ranch. Taste the way ranch is supposed to taste.
Hidden Valley. The benchmark of ranch dressings.
Nothing else measures up.
U.S. Airways is implementing its Peace of Mind initiative today that allows customers to make travel changes without incurring standard fee changes. The company is offering a flexible travel policy on itineraries that include travel from now until April 2nd in response to customers who are worried about travel during the conflict in Iraq. Under the temporary policy, the full value of any wholly unused ticket in the specified time period can be applied to future travel. More after this.
Honey, why are you wallpapering? Hmm? I thought you needed to fix the lawnmower and a bunch of other stuff around here.
This isn't wallpaper. I'm just hanging up my to-do list. Have a lot on your list? Sears can get you through it more quickly by offering easy access to over 4.5 million parts. Call 1-800-4-MY-HOME, click on Sears.com, or come into a Sears Parts and Repair Center. Where can you find the right part for all major brands of lawn equipment and home appliances, no matter where you bought them? Sears. Where else?
The couple charged with kidnapping Utah teenager Elizabeth Smart appeared in court via closed-circuit television this morning to hear the 6 felony counts against them. Brian David Mitchell and his wife Wanda Barzi both agreed to accept a court-appointed public defender, ending concerns that Mitchell might try to represent himself. Doctors in Hong Kong believe they may have made a major breakthrough in identifying the virus responsible for a mysterious new strain of pneumonia. The disease is blamed for more than a dozen deaths and hundreds of hospitalizations around the world. The Denver area is being hit hard by a massive winter storm that has already dumped upwards of 15 inches of snow. Meanwhile, Florida is sizzling under summer-like sunshine. This month alone, the rising mercury has set new records 10 times in Miami. I'm Erica Kane, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Fill her up, ma'am. Do you long for the good old days when service station attendants did the muscle work of pumping gas? Well, they're back. And when I come back, I'll tell you all about it.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas. 10 years ago, I discovered a company with the best fuel injector cleaner, BG Products. Now wait, there's more. To do the job right requires cleaning both the fuel and the air induction systems. The process is called BG Complete Induction System Service. If you want your vehicle to run like new, don't settle for anything less. To find a shop near you to perform this service, go to bgfindtheshop.com. That's bgfindtheshop.com.
The new generation of gas station attendants will do the muscle work, all right, but they won't have muscles. They're robots called smart pumps. In future Shell stations, you'll drive to a designated panel in the center island, enter credit card information, and make your gas request. Smart Pump will then determine your car's exact position and descend a robotic arm that opens the fuel door and inserts the nozzle into a special cap. After filling, the arm retracts and a receipt is printed. Now, if Smart Pump would only smile and wash your windshield. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. I've just got to share this email with you. It's from Susan in Moody, Alabama. Not too much makes me, you know, hoot out loud, you know, laugh out loud, but this did. She's referring to one of the callers earlier. Susan writes, Curtis should be very thankful that you're on the air, because here in Weirdo, Alabama, they have moved you to an 8 p.m. non-live time on the radio station that carries your program. Now I have to listen on the Internet, and that is inconvenient when it comes to my business. I've just told my clients not to call during your on-air hours. Now today, they have also removed Peter Werby's program. What's next? I fear it. If you respond to this message on air, I will probably not hear. I'm off to the local pawn shop to buy a gun. Susan in Moody, Alabama. Yeah, we're being dropped left and right. I mean, I understand the reasons. That's just the way it goes. But that's funny. I'm off to the local pawn shop to buy a gun. Oh, my God. Is it time? I think it is.
We don't know whether he's in a cave with the door shut or a cave with the door open.
Ooh.
That's right, truth seekers. It's time for the 5 o'clock follies. More fun and frivolity starring the moron in chief, your president, George W. Bush.
Hey, doesn't that sound so 2002, that little quote from Bush? We don't know if he's in a cave with the door open or a cave with the door shut. Who are you talking about, George? All right, press briefing today. Ari Fleischer. Now, we play these because we get a lot of requests that say, no, don't stop the 5 o'clock follies. Frankly, when I listen to Ari Fleischer, I just want to severely break things and do damage. But since I'm here in our, you know, studio that's put together with spit, string, and bubble gum, not to mention duct tape and plastic sheeting, I can't break things. So we play it anyway. All right, now, answering reporter David's question about the doctrine of preemptive war against Iraq. And David wants to know, isn't this a dangerous precedent for the U.S. to set? So Ari, of course, being the pencil neck geek that he is, talks about our reaction to the Cuban Missile Crisis 40 years ago, as if that's equivalent to attacking and bombing Iraq and killing civilians.
In terms of precedents, et cetera, David, I think some people have made the case, and different people will have different historical views of these things. But you can look at the Cuban Missile Crisis, of course, where there was a decision made without the United States being, quote-unquote, attacked to conduct a quarantine or an embargo, which, of course, international lawyers would tell you is an act of war.
Well, now, Ari, that's not what the question was. The question was the dangerous precedent of actually invading and attacking a sovereign country, even if that sovereign country, like ours, is run by a madman. You see, it's up to the people of Iraq to remove Saddam. It's up to the people of the United States to remove your boss. Cuban Missile Crisis. Yeah, that's great. The question from the next member of the crack White House press corps. What does Ari have to say about the financial costs of this attack? Will the president ever tell Congress how much this insanity, strictly in terms of precious, almighty U.S. dollars, it's going to cost?
War costs, in terms of the supplemental, the president has said that after hostilities begin, a supplemental will be sent to the Hill. That remains operative.
That remains operative. The president has said that a supplemental will be sent to the Hill after the hostilities. In other words, let's bomb them first, then we'll tell you how much it's going to cost. Congress. And this is the reason I'm sorry, because I know I have a lot of Democratic Party listeners here, and I'm a card-carrying Democrat, but this is why the Democratic Party leadership has infuriated me. Just, they sit there. When I think about Chuck Schumer and Hillary Clinton, the two senators from New York, who have signed on to this monster's war for political cover, for their political careers, I would know, well, oh, okay, no point going there. I'll just stir up all the Green Party members and the Democrats, and we'll get into that again. But the Democratic Party leadership that has totally given up its constitutional obligations to the Bush crime family. It's disgusting. Moving right along. And what does Ari Fleischer have to say about the human costs of this war? Okay, we've got the dollar figure. You'll know when we damn well decide to tell you. And then the Congress, you see how this works. They start the hostilities, and then they present the bill and the projected cost to the Congress, and then dare them not to fund it. Okay? Because, after all, we have to support the troops. Can you imagine any member of Congress not signing off on whatever the Bush crime family presents as the cost of the war, which will include, by the way, that cost, an undisclosed amount of money that will go to the state of Israel. Not the state of Turkey, not the state of England, not the state of Nicaragua, but the state of Israel. And God help any Republican or Democrat, well, forget the Republicans, but any Democrat who does not sign on to this. Because even though that Democrat may think, well, now, wait a second, this is purely and simply a shell game by the Bush crime family, that Democrat also knows that his or her political career ends the moment he or she does not sign on. Because that person understands that the Bush crime family, during the next election, if there is one, will absolutely and utterly tear that member of Congress to shreds with that vote of conscience that says, no, I'm not going to fund this, because it will be turned into, well, you dirty, filthy, unpatriotic, treasonous, leave the boys in a lurch bastard. You did not fund the war when we had boots on the ground and our precious asset, our American boys and girls, were over there fighting for your worthless ass in Congress, and you wouldn't vote to support them. You see how this works? Of course you do. Of course you do. So what does Ari have to say about the human costs of this war? Reporter asks Ari why the president, that would be Bush, has not yet revealed to the American people the administration's estimates of military and civilian casualties. Listen to this.
The president said that in his speech the other night, that there would be sacrifice. And I think the American people understand that. The American people clearly have seen what has been developing for months and months and months as a result of the diplomatic endeavors that the president tried while making plain and certain to the American people and to Iraq that if Iraq did not disarm, force would be used. And American people understand that if force is used, lives may be lost. Indeed, I think there's no question the country understands that.
You know, it's that's the moment where I just wish I were in a dark alley and it was 2 o'clock in the morning, and a half-drunk Ari Fleischer stumbled into that dark alley. You know what I'm saying? That kind of a statement. The president said that in his speech the other night that there'd be sacrifice. By who? By who? You filthy-mouthed geek. By you? You're gonna make a sacrifice? Any member of the families of members of Congress are going to make a sacrifice? Members of the cabinet families are going to make a sacrifice? Bush is going to? No. No. You know where the sacrifice is coming from. And he says he thinks the American people understand that after months and months and months of diplomatic endeavors that Bush tried, the Democrats had to drag him kicking and screaming to the UN. Diplomatic endeavors threatening, intimidating countries like Guinea, for Christ's sake. Guinea? Cameroon? To sign on to this abomination, this murderous enterprise? Those are diplomatic endeavors? Turkey? We'll give you $26 billion and let you kill as many Kurds as you want, okay? Those are diplomatic endeavors to this fascist group of thugs? The American people understand, Ari says, that if force is used, lives may be lost. Indeed. He adds the indeed. Lives may be lost indeed. You know, war is hell. Crack White House press corps, war is hell. And I'm here, Ari Fleischer, I'm here to tell you that war is hell. You know, lives may be lost indeed. Not mine. Not anybody in my family. Not Wolfowitz, not Pearl, not Cheney, not Rumsfeld, not anybody in the extended Bush crime family. Even those who are of an age when they should have their boots on the ground. Right? No, no. Lives will be lost. They will be lives with names like Williams and Rodriguez and Jones and Smith and Gomez. They will be those whites, browns, and blacks who saw the U.S. military reserves or National Guard or even the U.S. active service as a way to what? What do the commercials say? Get an education, see the world, build up money for college. We forgot to tell them that once we assume power, we were going to use them as instruments of death and that they would die. Supporting George Bush's imperial ideas, his greed, and his disrespect for the entire human race. So, you know, the American public has been told over and over again, crack White House press corps, Ari says, you know, war is hell. Lives are lost. Now, can we have the next question, please? Because CNN and MSNBC have to get on with their war coverage, and we only have less than 3 hours remaining. Next question. On the 8 p.m. deadline tonight?
8 o'clock tonight, the American people will know Saddam Hussein has committed his final act of defiance. The president has urged Saddam Hussein to leave the country so that military conflict can be avoided. At 8 o'clock, we will know whether Saddam Hussein has chosen to do that or not. We have no indications that he has chosen to do that, unfortunately. Just not going to speculate about what will or will not happen at 8 o'clock tonight.
I take it back. It wasn't the answer to the one of the previous questions that makes me want to meet Ari Fleischer at 2 a.m. in an alley. It's that one. It is known by everybody on the planet that Saddam Hussein leaving Iraq, if such a thing were to occur, would not stop Bush's invasion and attack on Iraq. Maybe I'll get lucky someday. Maybe I will meet him in an alley at 2 o'clock in the morning behind a bar, and I have a barrel stave in my hand. Send the symbol on your currency to finance your war. I'm saying no, not in my name, not in my life, not for my hands, that in my fight, not in my name. You wage a war against terrorists and violence and try to wave your guns to fear a sword in the silence. No, not in my name, not in my life, not for my hands, that in my fight.
I had a bad headache. I tried Advil Liquigels. They work faster than Tylenol.
I needed stronger medicine, and Advil Liquigels get that medicine to my headache faster.
I get better relief with Advil Liquigels.
Every day, more people are choosing Advil Liquigels to relieve tough headache pain. Advil has these advanced capsules with liquid medicine inside to rush relief where you need it. Proven faster, stronger, better than Tylenol.
Now, every time I get a tough headache, I choose Advil Liquigels.
For better headache relief, advance to Advil.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
All right, folks, while we have a minute, let's go up to the chopper with Brad Paul, get a traffic update. Brad, what do you see up there?
Well, thanks a lot, Scott. Nothing you're going to want to hear about, unfortunately. You can expect major delays on the interstate. An overturned tractor trailer has got traffic backed up for about 25 miles. It's a real bad situation, Scott, but I do have good news.
What's that, Brad?
I just saved a load of money on car insurance by switching to GEICO.
See how much you could save. Visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes online could save you 15% on car insurance.
If you're looking for the latest in cutting-edge technology and the products that everyone is talking about, tune into tomorrow right here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the highly interactive radio program. with experts featuring the latest in consumer electronics, technology, computers, and the Internet. We cover all things cool, like digital photography and video, home theater and audio, home automation, gadgets and gizmos, the technology of making music, computer peripherals, HDTV, DVD, MP3s, car audio, navigation and security, and lots more. If it draws current, we talk about it. Let us bring you into tomorrow. Check out our website anytime at graveline.com and join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, here on the IE America Radio Network.
Place to be for entertaining weekend programming is IE America Radio Network. The Doug Steff and Talk Radio Countdown on Saturday mornings features the top 10 stories and issues in talk radio across the USA, followed by the Bobby Likas Car Clinic. If it has to do with your vehicle, Bobby Likas will tell you how to fix it the right way. The home improvement experts and Home Improvement USA will answer your home fix-up questions. And if you like antiques, you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent. Pet owners, you can ask your questions about your loving pets during Talking Pets with John Patch. Sunday mornings begin with the best of Doug Steffen's Talk Radio Countdown, followed by the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. For you high-tech wizards, Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline will keep you informed with the latest news on today's technology. Ramblin' with Ramsey will update you on the hot vacation spots around the world. Then the real animals come out during the live Sunday evening call-in show, Animal Talk.
It's a cross between Wild Kingdom and Saturday Night Live.
Mark Hannes, Dr. Brad Davis, and Donna Blumba will answer listeners' questions about pets from fish to feline. To get these programs, call 1-800-397-8255. For now, listen to us live on the web at ieamericaradio.com.
Scum sucking, Vince'll neck a geek.
You see, if you take a pencil that won't hold lead, it looks like a pipe cleaner attached to a head. Add a buggy whip body with a brain that leaks, you got yourself a grit-eating pencil neck geek.
Where else? Spin Free Radio, only with Mike Malloy.
He's a one man. 24 past the hour. Nothing but a pencil neck. Our Boston bureau chief sent me something here. This is from the Evening Standard, London Evening Standard. Robert Fox, the defense correspondent, and David Taylor. And the headline is, "The War Has Started." It says, British and American troops are involved in fierce fighting near Iraq's main port. As the war to topple Saddam Hussein began, the firefight broke out near Basra as men of the Special Boat Service, that's a British organization, targeted the strategically vital city and the oil fields in southern Iraq. At the same time, Allied troops were flooding into the demilitarized zone on the Iraqi border with Kuwait, 40 miles away, to take up positions for an all-out invasion. Cruise missiles were also loaded onto B-52 bombers at Royal Air Force base in Gloucestershire, a clear sign that the bombardment of Baghdad could be only hours away. British troops taking up forward battle positions were ordered to switch off satellite phones, and Allied warplanes bombed targets in Iraq after coming under fire in the no-fly zone. Tony Blair said he believed all members of Parliament, irrespective of their views on the war, now wished British troops well. He said in the House of Commons, quote, "I know everyone in this House wishes our armed forces well," unquote. What else does it say here? Well, it goes on. This will be very outdated in about 30 minutes when I'll post it at my website, MikeMalloy.com or MikeMalloy.net. Go to the Daily Program Topics page. But this may be the first official dispatch that says the war has started. Back to today's press conference with Fleischer. In this one, he tries again, doesn't try, I mean, in their minds, they know that we Americans are stupider than dog droppings. So once again, they make the link between Saddam and Al-Qaeda. And in this one, Fleischer does what a good propagandist does. He tries to eliminate the facts of 9-1-1 so that we believe Saddam was responsible for the attacks on this country on that day. The reporter asks why the U.S. didn't continue to contain Iraq, since that's worked for 12 years, and since weapons inspections were working, which is really a dumbass question on the part of the crack White House press corps. Why do they keep going back to those questions, okay? The Bush crime family has already made itself explicitly clear about its feelings of sanctions and weapons inspections.
Containment works when you're dealing with more of a rational nation-state as opposed to terrorist organizations. Terrorist organizations that cannot be contained. Their use of weapons, such as we saw on September 11th, flying airplanes into buildings, you cannot contain al-Qaeda. That's one of the reasons the president has engaged in this war of terrorism around the world and has conducted it the way he has.
So you see what he does. The reporter wants to know why the U.S. didn't continue to contain Iraq. And being the disciple of Joseph Goebbels that he is, Ari immediately just totally prostitutes truth and the facts and says, well, terrorist organizations can't be contained. You see? Their use of weapons, such as we saw in 9-1-1, flying airplanes into buildings, you cannot contain al-Qaeda. The question was about Saddam Hussein and Iraq. But again, the Bush crime family at this point doesn't even bother to twist the truth into some pretzel-like distortion that they then feed to the American press. They don't even bother. They completely reframe the question by answering like that. You see how far they've come? One more quote, this one from Hans Blix in his final report to the UN Security Council today. And then your phone calls. If you're on hold, we are coming to you right after this break, plus 35 seconds. Stay with us.
Right now is a great time to buy Goodyear tires because all Goodyear brand tires are on sale. This includes Goodyear's highest quality tires. And for a limited time, get up to $50 cash on a cash card with the purchase of 4 selected Goodyear tires. So stop into Goodyear today for big savings on all Goodyear tires and get up to $50 cash. But hurry, these offers end April 5th. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR for complete details and the Goodyear store near you. Or visit a participating retailer where Goodyear tires are sold.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Peter Werby's next at 6 on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm Laura Miller. The British government will once again call out the troops to battle blazes as the fire brigade union gears up for another 24-hour walkout tomorrow. But with 45,000 British troops set to invade Iraq, lawmakers are scraping the bottom of the barrel in an effort to find replacements. Over 300 military musicians will join other troops as temporary firefighters. Yesterday, Deputy Prime Minister John Prescott called on the union to cancel the work stoppage, but union leaders are expected instead to call on firefighters to endorse new strike deadlines beyond the Thursday walkout.
More fallout from the ongoing Enron scandal. 4 former executives with Merrill Lynch were charged with securities fraud this week for conspiring with Enron to float fake loans to the company. The loans allowed Enron to add $60 million to its bottom line during the fourth quarter of 1999. Merrill Lynch itself was also charged with securities fraud as part of the Enron investigation and plans to pay an $80 million penalty.
A labor dispute threatens to derail Denver's public transit system. Last week, Denver's Regional Transportation District presented its 1,900 workers with a last, best, and final contract offer that would require mandatory overtime, give employers greater power over scheduling, and freeze wages next year.
Our members rejected RTD's offer by 93.2%.
Bill Jones is an attorney for Local 1001 of the Amalgamated Transit Union.
RTD subsequently called the union back to the table on Monday, but offered nothing at all. They asked us to meet again today to reaffirm our disagreements, but we will only meet with them when they want to negotiate.
Despite the impasse, the union has yet to schedule a strike date.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Our scientists have studied and found that our listeners have a lot of stress from the lack of being able to get their questions and comments off of their minds, which can cause nausea, vomiting, and eventually will make you strip down, sit in a corner, and drool while counting pretty yellow and pink elephants flying around.
Okay.
So now, IE America Radio Network is proud to present the IE Hotline. Call and give your comments.
I just wanted to call and let you know your internet station totally rocks off the chart.
Your suggestions.
I think Doug Stephan should be on all day, 24-7, yeah.
Your questions.
Got a question about Bush. How the hell do you put food on your family? What is that?
Crop growth and biologic growth are by the good will and volitional control.
Or whatever the heck that just was. So call 1-800-397-8255 and leave a message for any one of our on-air talents. 1-800-397-8255. Operators are standing by. Just kidding. You have to leave a message.
The war on terror involves Saddam Hussein because of the nature of Saddam Hussein and his willingness to terrorize himself.
God. All right, you can take this with as many trainloads of salt as you want to, but there is a Arab language news service in the Middle East, Arabian Business. And our Boston bureau chief sent this in. Arabian Business has learned, according to a previously reliable source, there is speculation in Gulf government circles that Saddam Hussein plans to exit Iraq before 1 a.m. Baghdad time tonight, March 19, via a neighboring country in an engineered coup. The source added that the United Nations and all parties concerned will be invited to come to Iraq to search for weapons of mass destruction once Saddam leaves. There are a lot of qualifiers there. Of course, we had a report earlier today that Tariq Aziz had been either tried to flee or was shot dead. Who said it? The first casualty of war is truth. But the way it's worded here, according to a previously reliable source, there is speculation that Saddam plans to exit Iraq. We don't make this up. We just pass it on. Hans Blix presenting his final UN report to the Security Council today on his sadness that despite all his weapons inspectors and the IAEA's reports showing that Iraq had no weapons of mass destruction, Bush is still determined to bomb and attack that country.
I naturally feel sadness that 3.5 months of work carried out in Iraq have not brought the assurances needed about the absence of weapons of mass destruction or other prescribed items in Iraq, that no more time is available for our inspections, and that armed action now seems imminent. At the same time, I feel a sense of relief that it was possible to withdraw yesterday all the United Nations international staff. I note that the Iraqi authorities gave full cooperation to achieve this.
Now, regarding poor Hans, I know Hans, it must be difficult being rational and logical when you are dealing in the situation of chaos that the Bush crime family has brought to this planet. But Hans, you don't have to live in the United States. Consider that a break. Now, regarding the report on Tariq Aziz being murdered, Saddam Hussein fleeing the country, also the report from the London press that that the war has begun, all of us have to understand, especially regarding the first two reports, that there is much money and U.S. resources now used to flood the world with disinformation. I would imagine the commanders of the U.S. military would like to see some of these events occur so that they would not have to kill hundreds, if not thousands, of Iraqi civilians, so they would not have to watch as their own troops died or made sick, or 3 years from now will give birth to 8-pound, 6-inch eyes rather than healthy children as a result of the environmental degradation that's occurred in Iraq. So I'm sure the U.S. military is hoping that Tariq Aziz might get shot or Saddam Hussein might flee the country. But according to the Bush crime family, none of that matters anymore. Iraq is theirs. God gave Iraq to George Bush. God wants George Bush to have the oil. God is working through George Bush. So I don't think it would make any difference if the entire Iraqi ruling council were to flee into Syria or Tralfamador or a parallel universe or a dimension someplace just around the corner of yesterday, that would stop the Bush crime family from their assault on Iraq. But we shall see, right? So take any of that stuff that I just reported to you with or shared with you as pure rumor, speculation, and probably the result of the intense efforts of the Bush crime family's global propaganda machine to confuse. And I guess in a time of war, there's nothing wrong with that. If it were a legal war, if it were a declared war, if it were a just war. All right. Jerry is calling from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Mike.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey. I'm passing along a story, and I'm sorry that I'm doing this to you. I'm not up on my diplomatic terminology.
Okay.
And I heard this today on the BBC at 11 a.m. Central Time.
It's not real long, is it?
Do what?
It's not real long.
I'll try to make it concise.
Because I've got just a bunch of people who've been holding on forever, like you were.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
And I'm kind of unclear. That's why I'm kind of apologizing for it. I don't know if it was the UN they were saying or if it was the European Union, but the story is broken under the din of the war noise that all the foreign ministers, I'm sorry, have been bugged.
That was the European Union. There is a meeting. The European Union is meeting. And I have no doubt that U.S. intelligence placed the listening devices. But yeah, that's where all the
people are pointing their fingers is at the U.S. And I loved what the French. I loved what Villepin said. I believe that's his name. Or
Villepin. That's Villepin. Right. Yeah, whatever.
Did you hear what he said?
No, I did not.
I love his comments regarding Bush lately. He said what he said in regards to this was. Well, if you're interested in knowing what the European Union has to say, you'll find that the European Union is a very transparent or organization.
Yeah, just ask somebody.
Just ask somebody or go to the website.
Go to the website.
Yeah. Now then, why can't Saddam do the Noriega sanctuary bid? Show up in Mecca. That's one place we can't go yet. Still.
Well, the Bush crime family would unleash hell on earth on Mecca. They don't care. They don't care.
Well, I know they don't care. Okay, now then, let me give you the game of China, and then I'll be through.
Okay.
What you were talking about earlier. Okay, now that the world is breaking up into all the disparate pieces of the world because this is now a nation state versus multinational corporation. This is the conflict that's now coming down.
Yeah.
What's to prevent China from, if the situation gets bad enough, from, they don't, to take over our production factories or facilities in America, they do not have to invade this country.
Right.
What's to prevent them, if the situation gets bad enough, to just call up the managers of the American corporations that are over in China?
Well,
don't show up for work today, we're nationalizing your production.
I see where you're going, but the Chinese are first and foremost. They are not any longer warlords. They are merchants. What the Chinese want to do is from the government down to the man in the street, the woman in the street. They want to make money. They want to do commerce.
But commerce and communism are not disparate things, Mike. Do you know who wrote the book?
Right.
Who wrote the book on capital, Mike?
Yeah. Yes, I do. But,
Karl Marx.
Right. But what I'm saying is I don't believe that the Chinese have any intention whatsoever of interrupting the production of or the flow of goods that they provide to the American or market or the EU. The Chinese are kind of hanging back. I don't think the Chinese give a tinker's damn at this point what George Bush wants to do as long as he does it in the Middle East. If he makes his move on Central Asia or Korea, the Chinese then will react. And I don't think they're going to react with a with an economic disruption, the Chinese will react with putting their intercontinental ballistic missiles on hair trigger alert and telling George Bush if he doesn't sit down and shut up, they will turn the United States and consequently China into a sea of fire. So I don't think that the Chinese are going to do anything economically to interrupt.
I think by them acquiring our production facilities, it wouldn't interrupt the their economics.
Well, again, I hear what you're
saying. They still supply the product.
I understand, and I hear what you're saying. And
they'd be owning it.
Yeah, it is a concept. It is a possibility. But if you're asking me, I don't think the Chinese will do that. They are a merchant. They're like the British, the English. They are a nation of shopkeepers. And beyond that, they want global trade. They want to dominate the world economically. And that's, I think that's what, they don't want to dominate from an ideological standpoint. They don't want to dominate politically. They want to dominate economically. And they have their own self-interest regarding that dominance at heart. If the United States wants to be the military dictator of the world, I don't think the Chinese, as long as we don't come anywhere near them, I don't think they care. They want to dominate economically. So I hope that helps.
I gotta go walk my freedom poodle.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jerry. I appreciate your call. His freedom poodle, huh? Ted is calling from Portland. Hey, Ted.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Fair to partly cloudy. How about you?
Oh, it's a little drizzly here, but
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What I should mention is, you know who the head of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is to China, don't you?
Oh, yeah. It's George Bush's grandfather.
Prescott Bush Jr.
Yeah, Prescott Jr.
Right. And
His uncle. I'm sorry, his uncle. Prescott Sr. was the one who financed the Nazis.
Right. I sent you an email about that. The Bush family looks like has authorized a biography about that.
Yeah,
about Prescott.
Prescott Jr. is Pappy Bush's brother, and he's the head of the American Chinese Chamber of Commerce.
Right.
And that's why the Bush family has done business with international bandits, outlaws, and criminals since the Bush family was spewed out of hell by a couple of wanton demons. They have always dealt with the thugs, murderers, and fascists on this planet. Whether it was Hitler, Noriega, the Chinese, it doesn't matter. The Shah of Iran, they don't care.
That's one thing that just infuriates me is when some of the rank and file in the religious right think that Bush and the Bush family are separate
right.
from God.
Right. Right.
They
are the spawn of two hunchbacked, gnarly demons.
What Tom Waits, in his recent album, he has a lyric I like. It says, the devil knows the Bible like the back of his hand.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
But, you know, it just blows my mind. Yeah, well, Prescott Jr., he cut deals in China right after his brother imposed sanctions for Tiananmen Square, but his brother sort of, I think he sort of waived that or created a loophole so Prescott could keep doing business over there.
Well, the Bush crime family got involved in China right after Nixon made his overtures to the Chinese when Nixon and Kissinger visited China back in the 70s. Immediately behind that delegation, if not preceding it, were members of the Bush crime family, sucking up land, building golf courses, establishing their bona fides with the Chinese Communist government back then.
Mm-hmm.
Back in 72, when it was Zhou Enlai, who was, I believe it was Zhou, who was the Chinese premier or the head of the Communist Party. I guess Mao was still alive. I honestly don't remember, but the Bush crime family was right behind Nixon, just like the guys with the brooms and the dustpans are right behind the elephants in a circus parade through town, you know, to shovel up what the elephants drop on the ground. That's what the Bush crime family. So their establishment in China in entrepreneurial or economic adventures has been going on for 30 years.
Well, yeah, I mean,
Prescott Jr. is the head of the Chinese American Chamber of Commerce, based My, here's a surprise in Beijing.
Right. Well, I mean, they worked on this forever. I mean, the, right. the Bush family.
Don't you hate these people?
I can't stand them.
Don't
I
you mean, just don't you just choke on the hypocrisy?
I really it just blows my mind. I mean, it
isn't it amazing how the how American media reports this stuff and keeps us all informed? Isn't it wonderful that we are not a stupid, ignorant people? Isn't it grand that we understand this stuff and prevent thugs like George Bush Jr. from taking office?
Well, wait a minute.
I just slipped into a parallel universe. Never mind.
What I can't stand is when they talk about Reagan and Bush army and financing Hussein. They always say, well, you know, people now use the excuse, well, we were tilting that way. But then they forget to mention that there was also Iran-Contra. We sold arms
right.
to Iran-Contra.
Well,
and who was in the loop of both of them?
Of course.
George Bush Sr.
Of course. Of course.
I mean, to me, I think it's not about ideology. It's about how can they make any money they can legally or illegally. You know?
Ted, keep your powder dry.
Okay.
All right, man. Thanks for checking in.
Bye-bye.
All right, sir. Appreciate it. Javier is calling from Santa Cruz, California. Javier, welcome to the program.
How's it going?
Fair to partly cloudy.
Actually, sunny and warm here.
No, I'm talking about my mental state.
Actually, I'm really happy. I'm finally listening to a liberal radio host.
Well, I'm glad you found the program. You know, Peter Werbe precedes me on the same network. You can listen to him prior to this show going on every day. He's on for 3 hours, too.
Okay. I've always been amazed with this whole liberal media. It was so hard to actually find a liberal host.
You and 280 million others of us in this country.
Okay.
The liberal media. Yeah, right.
Okay. I'm a Spanish citizen, but I've lived here long enough to also feel partly American. And I'm commenting on the fact that actually Spain is sending troops. Our president committed a few ships and helicopters and airplanes.
Right, no troops from Spain.
Actually, no, they're actually sending them in humanitarian mission, whatever that means.
Well, the offer by Spain, I think, is the same offer from Italy, from Berlusconi in Italy, and that is no combat troops. They will provide humanitarian efforts after the United States goes in and bombs and kills and slaughters. Then the Spanish, the Italians, and some of these other countries will provide humanitarian assistance, whatever that means. If that means scraping up the slaughtered children, scraping a little tiny baby intestines off of walls and making sure that they're buried properly. I don't know what that means, humanitarian effort, after you devastate another country. But my understanding is that's what Aznar has offered, humanitarian aid. But no combat troops. He was very specific when he addressed the Spanish Parliament yesterday. No combat troops.
Well, he's already lied before. That's what people are... I think he's just committing political suicide, like Tony Blair, because there's almost 90% opposition in the public opinion.
I know.
And we have over 3 million people on the streets. That's almost 9% of our population
in
the winter.
Right. That would be the equivalent of having 28 million Americans in the streets. I think you're right. I think Aznar is in political trouble. I think Berlusconi is. I think Blair is. I can only hope that Bush is. You know what I'm saying?
But what I'm saying, that's why I'm afraid, is these people know something else. Because why would they commit political suicide like this?
I guess they're hoping to be part of, you know, Spain has a fascist element to its history.
Absolutely.
As does Italy, as does the United States. Let me put you on hold a second. I'll come back. This is an interesting conversation with Javier. Stay with us.
Come on, straight. Someday it's going to come. Come take me home.
Daddy, can't we read a different book tonight?
Shh. We're just getting to the good part. To set the correct throttle position, loosen the pinch bolt to rotate the governor arm.
Have a passion for fixing things? Sears has over 4.5 million parts for all major brands of lawn equipment and home appliances. Call 1-800-4-MY-HOME. Click on Sears.com or come into a Sears Parts and Repair Center. Where can you find parts for all major brands, no matter where you bought them? Sears. Where else?
The following conversation is real. It took place on November 27th, 2002, between an OnStar advisor and a subscriber who was involved in an accident.
OnStar emergency.
I need help, please.
I have you located on U.S. Highway 45.
Can you call my husband?
Just as soon as I get emergency services to you. One moment.
911 office.
Yes, this is Victoria from OnStar. I have an accident with airbag deployment on U.S. Highway 45.
When you have OnStar, a live advisor can help you in virtually any situation 24 hours a day.
Hello, ma'am. Emergency services have been contacted. You wanted me to call your husband. Can I get the number?
885.
OnStar is available in many Chevrolet cars and trucks. Visit your Chevy dealer or Chevy.com for details.
Hello, Mrs. Drag. Your husband is on the line. Go ahead, sir.
You okay?
No, my head hurts so bad.
I'll be there in 5 minutes.
Okay.
Ma'am, would you like me to stay on the line with you?
No, ma'am. There's people here. Thank you.
OnStar. Always there. Always ready.
Hi, this is Peter Werby from the IE America Radio Network, wondering whether you've heard about In These Times magazine. Here's what the late Senator Paul Wellstone said. At a time of growing concentration, In These Times is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore. In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture, has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, the people who say they are sick of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them online at www.inthesetimes.com or call them toll-free at 1-800-827-0270.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time every Sunday. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com. And join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, this is Julene Jordan from The Peter Werby Show, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern every weekday on the IE America Radio Network. It is our mission each and every day to inform and educate you, the audience, about progressive news and views. The Peter Werby Show is your source for left-of-center information, and we have a little bit of fun along the way as well. Tune in weekdays, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. You can also listen live at www.ieamericaradio.com.
Right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
Ha ha, you people listening on the internet thought they got us, right? I apologize for the minute of utterly dead air. I have no explanation for it, no reason for it. If you're listening on the internet, don't worry, we're back. Back to Javier, who's calling from Santa Cruz, California. Go ahead, Javier.
Okay, I was actually afraid there. I thought it was like black helicopters and stuff.
I know, stuff happens. But what we were talking about, Spain, Italy, the United States, all these countries have had instances of fascism in their history. The United States, it's been kept kind of tamped down. We have never had a purely fascist government, as other countries have. But fascism has existed in this country since the founding of this country, and especially in the last 70, 80 years. So any moves made by Aznar or Berlusconi or Bush where these foreign heads of state say, "Oh yeah, well, we support the war, but wait a second, we're not going to contribute any troops." What they're hoping for, what they understand, is that the only superpower on this planet, the imperial superpower that is now the United States of America, the fascist imperial superpower, will provide either one of two things for the government of Spain: either protection and trade, or annihilation. And I think Aznar has chosen protection and trade. And that's why he has, in his way, showed up in the Azores, supported the attack on Iraq, knowing full well that he was going to contribute nothing in terms of Spanish blood where it concerned this fight. But Aznar is a political realist. Even though he is a closet fascist, he is a political realist and understands that when this is all over, there is going to be Imperial America, and he wants to be part of that. He wants at least the protection of Imperial America. He doesn't want to have Madrid bombed, if you know what I mean.
Well, our army sucks anyway, so I don't think they can do any good over there.
Right, well.
But it's just interesting times. I do not understand why America would like to get even more powerful. I mean, you guys are the most powerful nation ever.
But power is never, when people seek power, there is no upper limit. When people seek a political, social, and economic power, there's no upper limit, Javier. They will not stop until they have it all. And whatever that means, I think if you look at Imperial Rome, if you look at any imperial civilization, you look at the Ottoman Empire, you look at any of these historic imperial regimes, there is never enough. They want it all. All, totally. Javier, thanks for calling.
Anyhow, good luck, and I hope something good comes out of this.
Well, I hope so, too. Thanks, Javier. Okay. Appreciate your call. Program today was engineered in Detroit by Charlotte Jones, produced here in Atlanta by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman announces for us. We are 2 hours until Saddam's deadline, and if you are of the praying kind, please pray for peace. I'll see you tomorrow. I hope. I don't know. I hope. Take care.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003. Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I want you to join us every afternoon, Monday through Friday, for 3 hours of fiery, outspoken, informative, political talk radio that's impossible to ignore. Mike brings you the truth with the facts and sources to back it up. And whether you agree or disagree with his point of view, I guarantee Mike will give you something to talk about. So find out what you've been missing. Go to IEAmericaRadio.com and bring a little truth to your life. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Julene Jordan from The Peter Werby Show, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern every weekday on the IE America Radio Network. It is our mission each and every day to inform and educate you, the audience, about progressive news and views. The Peter Werby Show is your source for left-of-center information.